Blog Talk Radio. foot. On your 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 foot. Thank you.
Vogue like a lady, stay in one spot. Hello, we're back here with another installment of the show. Oh my gosh, that sounded so professional. We're back here, and tonight I think we're going to do a part two of our last little topic, and we're just going to go into some of the other topics. But I know a lot of the girls has been, you know, mouth-watering for little Scrappy, but I just have to let you know, and get you guys' hopes down, because he doesn't like the queens. He thinks all the queens have AIDS, okay? So, and I thank you. So I'm going to go to my co-host, my lovely co-host, on the line with me. It says here I have Devin, I have Jason, I have J-Rock, I have Tinsa Cross, and I have Maya. So who should we do first?
London, who made that up? That first part is giving me Tweedledee, Tweedledum, fairy tale tea.
That's giving me Disney Channel, you know, early in the morning teas. But,
y'all
you know,
are carrying. I live for that. Y'all don't have to use
that. I actually live, yeah.
I just live for the welcome to the tea party beat.
Please welcome Dr. Angel.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. But then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I was praying for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. 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 I got bronchitis. I got bronchitis. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, yeah, I was just acting like a white girl. Let me call out everyone. Devin, are you there?
I'm here.
Jason,
yeah.
Are you there?
I'm always here.
J-Rock, are you there? Captain Leatherpants, are you there?
I tried to hold it in, but I'm here. I'm taking moans so I can be hard like the Fem Queen.
Yes, Devin, a.k.a. Mini Dick.
And Tinsa Cross, I know you're there. Maya, I've heard your deep voice. I know you're there. Okay.
Oh, God, there go that man again.
So did you guys hear Little Scrappy say that all the gay people, being gay is opening a door to AIDS and infections?
I read that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But let's just, I mean, he said something. I think he worded it wrong as hell. But, you know, he said what he said.
I think he's very, very illiterate. Like,
right. That's just it.
Basically.
Don't nobody listen to Scrappy with the sound. Maybe we walk around and look at Scrappy without no clothes on.
His name should be Big Swole, not Little Scrappy.
He's no longer little anymore.
Right. He's Little Crappy.
He should be more on Big Ange's show, not on Love & Hip Hop. He should be Big Ange.
What the fuck was that with Love & Hip Hop?
Little Wabby, because he sure can't fight.
He's not.
I
thought the niggas was trying to have.
Stumbling when he laughed.
He got knocked out a little bit. But I live, yes. I actually did not like Jocelyn in the beginning, but I actually live for her because she went out there and she actually fought for her man.
Oh, girl. Is that her man?
No,
ain't her man everybody man, though?
Right.
Exactly.
Like five baby mothers. But
right. She came to one girl talking about she was talking about you ain't going to give me no kiss. Then she outside another bitch home. And then another bitch she meet up with.
Right, but she put in more work than Erica did, and Erica was the one that was called a bitch, you know? She should have been hitting Stevie J while Jocelyn was hitting Little Scrappy, so...
She was supposed to be hitting his ass in the restaurant when he said it. All this bullshit. Don't be running back to tell nobody. Bitch, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to whoop your ass with this glass, bitch, in this restaurant. Don't be calling me no bitch. You would have lost your fucking mind.
But I just posted the reason why he's fighting again.
He's aggressive does not mean he's a top.
See, I told y'all that.
Oh,
I told y'all that.
What is you telling us?
Let's go, Erica to suck her dick like she sucks TV.
That is nasty.
First of all, I have to give Erica props because it takes a lot of courage to go out there and fight a man. I mean, she had the chip stacked against her. Jocelyn is a fucking man, and she was out there fighting that man. So, you know, it's just shit. She was fighting that man.
She proved to me she was a man when, first of all, I have 8 sisters, and I have girlfriends, and a couple of them hoes and had abortions. And it takes them about a week and a half to tick-tock back from having an abortion.
Exactly. You didn't even see the abortion. At least
this
Tammy Roman
had an abortion,
and
the next
world.
Day she was pop-locking.
Right. Falling on the floor, kicking, spreading her pussy wide open. It was just a lot.
Then the next day, she
fighting
for a dude.
Wait a minute. Is the video in the room, is that the peer?
Yeah, we're going to get to that, Maya. You're just a little too early, you old ass. 201-275, you're live on the air.
You know, I just love how y'all just start the show without me. I really do just love it.
Mark, it's
anytime,
okay.
Well,
it's late with it.
Did you press one?
I know. I mean, can I save a few lives? I mean, there's so many out
Child,
there. Like,
how you saving lives and you reading the dog shit out of half the ballroom population in A-list?
Exactly.
Bitch, what were you all doing? You was like, oh, bitch, how the fuck was you doing? You was in the middle of typing, the next thing you just yell, clear!
Yes, first of all, let's leave the
He was in radiology. Don't give him too much now. Don't give him too much.
Tiffany, I thought you were eating.
I finished that baby, honey. What you think? You take that long to eat? Damn.
Bitch, it was 12 pieces. Oh, let me stop.
Tiffany, yes. Just because he's a medic does not mean he's going to take your blood pressure after eating all this chicken.
Thank you. And I thank you.
Honey, I don't need him to take my blood pressure, honey. I work in the medical field my damn self, honey.
Or either you could just fit on J-Rock's leather pants and check them by yourself.
Oh, please, honey. Them pants are so
no,
damn
she does, she does
sweat.
Mouth-to-mouth. She does mouth-to-mouth to certain things.
Oh, no, I don't do no mouth-to-mouth.
Girl?
Oh, London, girl. You Child, got
Tiffany
with
giving
that,
somebody mouth-to-mouth is going to raise their cholesterol. Bitch, we not going to have that.
Ooh,
we are not giving that. They're going to be like, we saved your life, sir, but unfortunately, bitch, you know, you got congested heart
failure. Girl, honey.
No, but back to what Maya was saying about, yeah, Maya, that was the pair, and that was a child that was getting beat by the trade.
One time he hit me in my motherfucking face, and I'm taller than you.
Okay, wait a minute. Who was
it was just because you're tall don't mean you can fight.
Why was the queen letting him punch him? Was it early in the morning?
Who was that got beat like that?
Naima said it's some boy that I guess be having all the Butch Queens are spreading all the tea on the pier, and I guess that was one piece of trade, and he might have possibly, I don't know, this is just my hypothesis on that situation. That the child must have been running his mouth saying, oh, I had him, girl, and the boy, and it got back to the boy, and the boy knocked him. 1, 2, 3, knocked him.
Well,
1, 2, 3.
You know how that goes, child. You tell somebody else that they had, then you know they want to have. So, bitch, they
and just because Naima used to be a bodyguard does not mean that she had the gem for that. We
which
have
I'm
a
hanging
private
up this phone. I'm not going to do this.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're live on the air, private.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hi, this is the first time I'm listening to the show in a long time. And what happens to Kelly?
That's Monday night's boo.
Yeah, Kelly is
calling. Hello?
She's a private caller. You know they don't give their name.
This is the London... Come on, this is her first time. She has to get read after she introduces herself.
No, I don't
okay.
have to get read. I'm just asking a question.
No,
we're just
kicking
with you, sweetie.
Monday.
This is the London Tea Party Tuesday night. We just kiki and have fun, okay?
Okay, so Kelly still does her show?
On Monday.
Thank you. Call in Monday, private bitch.
How to get to read that bitch street.
No, but someone says...
Y'all, just me.
Okay, so are we going to act like there's not a horse in the room with the bathroom scene from the club? Are we going
to
act like
we're going
to
get
to
the
You know, Pony's lover, I guess, whoever his name is, said that Pony was with him that night. Pony went home with him. And he said it's amazing how the girls can make up stories.
Just because you went home with them don't mean you weren't in the bathroom with somebody else.
Wasn't Pony that was naked in the bathroom and they had to shut the bathroom down so he could get
dressed.
Well,
I thought the kids said they had it on video. Where is the video?
See, that's going to make the girls expose tapes.
Hey,
just said, bitch, we don't know, and I'm not saying nothing else about it.
Well, they can't expose
We have another private caller.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello, private caller.
Hello, everyone. Mother is here.
Mother who?
What?
No,
don't try
back.
It, Jason.
You're
what is that? Is that Mother Una Bella?
No, it ain't no Mother Una Bella. Who you think it is?
It sounds like you have four fingers.
Please don't.
That's Mother Watch the Kids Get Knocked.
not the one that stood back and watched the kids get knocked.
Yes, that's Mother Watch the Kids Get Knocked.
Well, I mean, he said he was a fighter, honey. He said he tears it. So, I mean, that was his time to show improve.
You let
you
that
open
boy
up
get
a bag of
like
potato
that.
Chips.
You
don't mean
get popped. The kids need to stop trying to have people and then trying to tell their teeth. That's why they on the download for
he
a
hit
reason.
That boy
damn,
and that
let
shit
that
made
man
an
make
echo.
It.
Well, I didn't have him because he said he was a top. So.
And when that ever stopped
you
before?
Huh?
And when has that ever stopped you before?
What you mean, when has that ever stopped me before? It has definitely stopped me a few times, honey. If the children get very that they top and they don't see the girls slaying them, then, honey, it's nothing for us to even talk about. I can't get in a relationship with no village community peace. What I look
but
like?
But, Naima, I thought you said that you was a versatile.
Top, but everybody ain't going to get this box. Right.
Versatility down.
So you can play in everybody else's sandbox, but they can't play in yours.
You
yes,
better
my
knock
sandbox
those inner
is exclusive.
Tier. What'd you say, Devin?
She better knock those inner tier.
Damn. I mean, he go around the village giving every day. He, you know, fights the children and he beats the children. He's this battle cat. He the baddest they made, honey, since Lucifer.
He
so,
smells like a battle cat, probably.
That's right.
Naima, mother fella coming for you. She said your foot long has warts.
That cat did man be trying it.
I cannot with that. I can't. I'm not reading nothing from that rum tonight. I ain't doing it.
Tell Mother Sullivan she better sit down because I'm not in front of my
ocean.
Computer. Huh?
Since Spring Ocean came out, he's being blamed for having AIDS.
Yeah, that's what
that's
Scrappy
not technically
is
true. Okay, what's Scrappy actually? And you know what? I don't even you know how I am about defending pretty people. I don't even get about that.
Did you say defending pretty boys?
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Like to say hello to everybody first before we get into the man.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do hello to each other. Hello, everybody.
Hello, London. Hello, Jason. Hi, Tiffany. I want to say I love you, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Tiffany, she don't love you like I love you.
I love you too. I love
right.
all
right,
he of
willing
you.
To pick
all
the hot sauce from
the
chicken for you.
I love all the girls and all the girls with him.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Tiffany, make sure you say you're a top to Naima.
Oh, shit.
Say I'm a what? What'd you say? Say I'm a what, London?
Make sure you say your top.
A top. Oh no, baby, I can't be no. I can put a strap on it, but I can't be no top, honey. I don't know what that's about.
Come on, Tiffany. She said she's out of mouth
in life. Well, shout out to the girl that uses her dick, and when her dick gets tired, she straps on a dildo and still fucks the girl. Shout out to you, girl, because you're getting all the coins.
Oh, shut up.
Where is J-Rock? How do you do a child? No, damn. How much more dick do you want? I mean, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the bottles that she has in. Bitch, how much this motherfucker that went, bitch, hello?
What happened?
So he fucking the kids and then putting the strap on to finish the kids off.
Apparently so.
Bitch, how long is these girls? These models ain't got like.
Let me ask y'all something. Being that his boyfriend, his boyfriend said allegedly they had went home, together or whatever the case may be. Well, how is it that you know these other people are saying that they was in there carrying with the door locked? Were they really carrying in there? Did the security really pull them out, both of them at the same time?
Well,
now that's a question.
Well,
right, who really knows? No one has any pictures. It's just word of
mouth. Well, they said Tony had to get his clothes on, remember?
And on that
exactly,
other show,
they said the security had to close the bathroom down to allow him to put his clothes on. And I'm sorry, a whole bunch of kids ain't gonna be just sitting up lying on you for no fucking reason.
And
right.
People were complaining because they had to use the bathroom.
Is that what they had to do?
No, they had to bump, but
you know,
well, whatever it is that they had to do, they had to do something, and you know, it had to be some type of truth to this story.
Well, it ain't like tracks back in the day when they would fuck in the bathroom and you walk in and all the bathroom doors didn't have stalls, but you saw the girls getting fucked.
I had to stop.
I mean, basically, I want to know what the new trend is. I remember we heard about somebody else getting caught in the bathroom or it was a picture we had in a group where the girl was bent over getting splayed in the bathroom. I'm trying to figure out, the bathroom for me is used for me to get my bump.
That picture. Who
why
had that picture?
Are they... I'm trying to get bumped in the bathroom, not trying to get slayed in the bathroom. What is all of that about? Now,
because today was posed, one of the topics for today is what's the freakiest thing you've seen girls do? I mean, for a bitch like me, I will role play with my boyfriend. And I have dated guys, and we have gone out to places and act like we didn't know each other, and they come in, and we start talking, and we go off somewhere, and we carry on. But I'm not going to carry on with Lottie Dottie and everybody that just bought me a drink.
Well, I don't know how long he do that, boy. So,
he was a porno star, too, and he was a porno star, Roy.
It was his birthday party, and I guess he wanted to give him some of that cake.
He wants to give him some cake.
See? And there's nothing wrong with some little Debbie's, according to what somebody
said. So, wait a minute, let me ask y'all something. So, do y'all think the reason why they cut up inside that bathroom the way they did is because one of them probably had a date at their house, and they couldn't go back to their either house to carry?
Well,
that's what hotels are for.
Not for 2 seconds worth of...
Well, I mean, in the bathroom, you got a car at least. I mean, damn, you're going to carry in the bathroom of a club that Kelly already said is but 2.
But you know, they carry inside escalators, too.
And they used to have inside of the warehouse, too.
Child, is there a club? Is there a bathroom?
Well, not even. They used to have
in
buns. They still have in buns.
Bitch, I grew up, I was 18. Bitch, they was having it at the Royale and Central Hall, bitch, at the Generator and every goddamn way else in Chicago.
But you know what, my whole thing is, you know, this goes back to when Jasmine was talking about...
You know
about,
what? I really got to leave that alone.
When Jasmine was talking about drugs being influences on people and drugs taking over people, this is what this goes back to. You know what I'm saying? These girls... They get in here and they get high and they get drunk or they carry or whatever the case may be, and then you know they want to cut up, they want to carry. Don't get me wrong, when I'm on a pill or if I don't really drink, but if I smoke or if I'm on a pill or something like that, yes, God, bitch, I want to carry till the motherfucking cows come home. But it doesn't mean that I want to carry so bad that I would be willing to go inside a public restroom. You know, to carry, it's just like, bitch, you
I don't
have
know
to
what
have
to tell you about that. I've been on a pill.
I've done it in the public. It's not that bad.
Right. I did. That's some shit. I would tell anybody that want to do sex, Please do not do sex on ecstasy, because bitch, you're gonna want to fuck wherever you can find a spot.
But I don't think
you actually had sex with
that. I don't think that's necessarily true.
I disagree with that. Everybody
who on drugs, everybody who takes drugs reacts differently. Everybody who gets high does not know how to conduct themselves. Everybody
who gets high
is not going out acting crazy. I've been getting high since 1994. That meant I was That was great.
Who is that, Mom? I know
that gotta be him. You gotta be fucking kidding me. The kids are just fucking slow. They haven't caught up to their age yet, and they don't know how to act. That's just basically what it is. I get high all the time. Every time I go to a club and I go to a bar and I'm paying the shit out of y'all, that means that I'm lit out of my motherfucking mind. That I don't go around acting like no fool. That's not an excuse.
Right.
And see, I'm
I'm a
drinker. I just really started. I mean, I'm a baby, and I ain't ashamed of my game, because anything I do, I'm proud of it. I just started popping an E-pill. And I have yet to have pop an E-pill when I choose to pop one that has made me want to go out there and be a power bottom and fuck. I mean, if anything, when
then
I pop
you,
E-pill,
I got a
very
bad deal.
Think
about
before you pop
it.
Back in the day, the E's to have you like that. The
but
E-pill,
I mean,
you know, the E-pill is only an emotional, you know, booster, like, to make you, if you
right.
think about fighting somebody.
And the only thing that they,
exactly.
the only thing
right.
that the only thing that now, I mean, the last roll I had off of one, that bitch had me, I felt like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But I didn't want to have sex. I just was talking and was having fun, and I had more energy than a fucking Energizer Bunny Rabbit. Now, give me a good blunt. And a shot or two of Patron or Hennessy or something, and bitch, we can fuck all night.
I'll tell you, because I ain't never had a pill. I've only had one pill in my life, and child.
I don't think I could perform off no liquor.
I can perform off of liquor because it's a fun, because it's fun to perform off of liquor.
I've been too dizzy. I have to lay on the floor.
Good. If it's your legs above your head, let's go.
I mean, you have to realize there are times when you're with that person, and it's like you can't wait till you get home. How many times have you been in a car with a dude, and it just came over you, and you wanted to munch?
Never.
And I thought that was funny.
I can go with that.
Well, then you ain't live. If you ain't never been in a car and wanted to munch, then you ain't lit.
No, I've gotten it. No, let's say it like this. I've gotten the car with the intentions to munch, but I've never gotten the car just saying, you know, oh, well, the ambiance is nice and the gunshots and the bullets are turning me on. No, I've never done
that. I've been in the car with my boyfriend, and we was riding down the street, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and next thing you know, I wanted to munch, and I munched. And I think
I munch my boyfriend.
I can't do that though.
JP, you're a whore.
He just called me a whore.
JP, you're a whore.
I want to do more. I just can't do that. I guess that's the versatility. I'm gonna want to eat some ass or lick a nipple or something.
I'm a whore, but I ain't never fucked in a public bathroom.
Hey,
I'd
have
been on.
Where's London?
No, I've actually did it inside the British Museum.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised your ass ain't fucked in the Tower of London.
I'm getting there. I have an appointment.
That bitch is going to steal off of the tour, bitch.
London.
No, but would you guys ever rob a bank if you had the chance?
I sure would.
Ooh,
yeah,
right
down
Mona
the street
is carrying my name.
Oh, yeah, I'll rob a bank. Even if you gave me a small chance, I'll rob that motherfucker.
Right.
And end up like dead presidents? I don't think so.
All right, but see, those are motherfuckers that want to be greedy and go in the vault. I want to rob the register. All the money's at the register.
For the dye pack to go up front, for the dye pack to catch you 2 miles up the street? I don't think so.
Charlie, y'all don't understand that.
Could you imagine Nikki DiBella Una going into the bank and saying, give me the money, passing the note? With the four fingers, she's not
going to
get as much money.
She's going to give it to the right teller. That's why.
I have made a promise to myself. I will not say Beetlejuice's name.
I'm serious, because she is long-winded.
I will not say Beetlejuice's name. You will not. And please do not get that man to call in here.
We would not say Bloody Mary three times.
But I have a question because she said she would, you know, Kelly should have called her when she was at the casino. I want to know what the dealers think when she goes to throw her chips out.
Girl, why is this snow bear walking up to me with this red wig on?
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm really gagging. You guys don't know my name. My name is Lordia.
Lordia?
Yeah.
Where was that decision back then?
Girl, when did you ever say your name?
It was Claudia.
Not
RJ, who is Crystal Warren? RJ said Crystal Warren.
Who is Crystal Warren?
That's lucky.
My government name.
London's name is in the Bible, and I thank you.
All our names are in the Bible.
Oh, my God. They called you Mary Magdalene, the prostitute that slept with over 100 men. In the Bible.
Oh, shit.
No, I look up to
her. My bad, 1,000.
Oh, yes.
Wait, we have a caller for all four, 444. That's too much four.
Okay,
404444. Hello, 404444.
Well, Lord.
I can't. If you're ashamed of your number, please.
Is J Rock
on
mute?
No, I don't think so.
Where is TJ?
Or did he put that phone down his pants and
still
cutting off the sound?
With Naima.
And we have another caller. 347-426, you're live on the air.
Hey guys, this is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Lovely.
You ain't making no money.
Excuse me.
That goddamn Jason. I was about to hang up this goddamn phone.
Oh, what is the key?
You know what we should do?
That goddamn Jason.
I'm confused. Who is Keisha?
Keisha
is
a premium member. She's been calling a long time.
I know. I hear her always call, say hi to the Keisha, but I just never knew when she was like,
Jason,
you know.
You get your disowned papers right after this goddamn show is over with. You are no longer my brother. Bitch, I'm not going to have it.
Keisha, stay right there. You're not being muted. 313-575.
Hey, nobody.
Y'all said for me, I'm here. What's going on, y'all?
Who said for you?
DJ, go back to the list, record some more fights.
Well, I had a question, London.
Yeah, Keisha, what's that?
Okay, the first question is, the porn star who alleged fucked Tony in the bathroom, did he used to have dreads back in the day? Did he have dreadlocks?
Oh, wait a minute. Is that 313 number still online?
Oh, yeah. Girl, oh, my God. Is that the videotape from the bathroom?
Girl, that's that goddamn Jason.
Did he have dreadlocks, the porn star that led you to
Tony?
It was Tony and Romeo. Sure.
I don't even know who Romeo is. I thought it was the Masterpiece son Romeo. Shit, I'd have fucked him in the bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
In the picture that they put up in London's group, Tony was the one with the inflated, the Photoshop cheeks.
Those are not Photoshop. Those are cheeks.
Okay, well, honey, y'all was the one talking about they was Photoshopped.
Nobody said that shit, but that damn better.
Honey, that's what y'all was giving, honey. Y'all said the man's cheeks were Photoshopped.
I've seen Tony from the back. Those are his.
Okay, so listen. Okay, so Pony is the one on the left with the cakes, and the boy that was real skinny, like, he's the
Superman
on the right.
Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Child. He let that climb on his back.
Okay.
Exactly.
You never know what.
Child, that's because you never seen it without the Superman drawers on.
Let me tell you something, honey. It's supposed to be dick in there, so that's why.
Baby, it is.
I'm going to my Vista right now, and I'm typing in Romeo.
Let me go to my Vista.
Huh?
No, thank you.
I'm going to my Vista right now, and I'm typing
well, when you
in
find
Romeo.
It, send me
you
the
probably won't
Jay
type in Romeo.
See.
What you need to type in is turn it out.
Wait,
to, turn
J-Rock
it out for.
Where's J-Rock?
Child, he said he'll mute.
I'm right here.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah.
How you spell
hi,
Romeo?
J-Rock.
Oh, there we go. Never mind.
Hey, London.
Yeah.
I have a question. Did you say earlier that an E-pill is supposed to make you feel like Superman and fight everybody?
No, I'm saying if you pop an E-pill and you're thinking of something, it's just going to enhance it.
But ain't
like
that every drug?
About...
Oh, no, because I was going to say if that was the case, they should have gave that boy on a pair like three E-pills or something. That bitch didn't have no reason.
Had a Diet Coke.
What's one of the movies that Romeo
well, he
was
caught
in?
Me with a crab.
I just heard you. Turned out part
dead.
Four. He starred in the movie.
Turned out part four.
Link,
yeah, turned out part four.
Okay.
So, TJ.
He did try. He was working with Chocolate Cream.
Hello.
You watch your porn, don't you?
Baby, you love me. I don't play like that.
Mother Maya. Mother Andrew.
Yeah.
Angelou, honey. I liked your picture yesterday with your Louboutins, honey, even though they did say they were sitting on crates on bricks.
It don't matter what they were sitting on, bitch. They were sitting on something, and I did
it.
Now, if you get to the picture, it's on a carpet. It's not on a brick. It's on a carpet, and I think
oh,
you.
Yeah, let me get it. Yep, I do see it now, honey.
Trees
they're
getting
sitting,
to
honey.
It.
You got your
light.
Collection.
Right. It's
you
sitting
had
on
your
carpet.
Collection.
The
you
carpet
going.
Is sitting on bricks.
So why you have a brick carpet?
That's nobody's Google picture, and I thank you.
Okay, is he the
yeah,
one fucking the boy
off.
In a room with
he
no with nothing
off.
In the room?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the one I'm about to post in London's room. If it
I'll
there.
Try.
Wait.
You can't do that.
So, Maya, you yeah. wear men's?
Yes. And, yes.
That bitch got bad feet. You think she's going to wear for me?
that custom-made orthopedic.
See?
I needed them comfortable.
That bitch arched and fell off them shoes a long time ago.
Yeah, because the spikes and stuff.
You're right. She don't play that.
Yeah.
Jason,
so I'm
what's going on with your mother?
A lot.
The overall mother of your house.
Ooh. Okay, it's in the tea room.
Jason, mother fella is crazy. You know that's overall mother for Jason House. Overall,
I left the house because she tried me. I am now
oh.
a 007.
You are no longer
oh,
a fella?
Left?
Oh, we got an exclusive.
Ooh,
I am now a 007. I will be walking at the Gagarin ball once I steal my tens and my trophy and my cash. I will be coming out as a couture, and I thank you.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Basically,
that's
so
mother fella, she's the only one in the house now.
Well, I thought Jason's lover was still up in there.
Who's my
no.
lover?
Oh.
She's Mother Mizera.
My
who's
lover
mother?
Is a Balenciaga, and I thank you.
Oh. This version of the code is incorrect. Please,
say, Mark?
Please correct the embed your circle. Oh,
what
code.
You say, Mark?
It don't work,
your lover,
Jason.
You gotta go to the actual link.
Can y'all let my brother speak so I can hear you, Big Mouth Queens?
Whore. I'm trying to tell you that your broke ass dick picture don't work. Whore.
Oh.
Well,
I'm
not like
a whore.
Your mother.
Ooh.
The ugly anyway. The video don't work. What?
So Maya, it's been a long time coming. Do you have a poem for us?
In the bathroom where he laid. His name is Puffy. He also got slayed. The boy named Romeo, he did the Oreo and went in Pony's hole. And I thank you.
What the fuck?
Can we get the hand clap
he,
for the applause,
he went in Pony's hole and what came out was Oreo. And I thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And he not fucked up about it.
So now you're trying to say he painted the kids.
There is no proof of any of this.
If somebody is going in.
Her
that's
name was Jigga
Jive.
She got so high. She asked Vicky Gotti and sent her bye-bye.
I'm done with you for that.
I can.
Yeah.
Who
now, he was on the pier.
Somebody decided they was going to watch the porn.
I'm
not watching.
Right.
I'm trying to put it in the room. Just leave me the hell alone.
That's that old Vanessa Del Rio.
Yeah, that's what you're going to use. That's what
she's
using.
Ooh,
Maya, I know you old. You brought up that old bitch Vanessa Del Rio.
First
Ooh,
of all,
yeah.
I've never seen a Vanessa Del Rio movie.
Ooh,
I don't
Vanessa
even know what
Del
she
Rio
looked
from
like.
Back in the day. Ooh,
Vanessa
Del Google
Rio
her.
Was the
Google
bitch,
her.
Honey. Yeah, she was the sex tyrant. Yes.
You remember that old? You remember
yep,
that old
Jason,
Little
right,
Kim video? She was in a Little Kim video, and she had a big ass laying in the video eating grapes.
Yeah.
Somebody was feeding her grapes. What was that video, Maya?
The jump.
No time.
The jump. No, it was no time.
No time.
But do you remember the video of Vanessa Del Rio?
Is this the right one?
When she was
know.
On the
yeah,
ship,
right
and do you remember the video when she was on the
video.
Ship? And the men captured her, and they all partied her with the hat
so
on.
Yes.
You just looked at it.
Honey, she was a bad girl back in the day, honey. I done seen her get slayed, honey, by a lot of men.
And she got slayed by a horse. Vanessa Del Rio was the first woman to get screwed by a horse.
Damn.
Yes.
Ew.
Oh.
And she is
dying. Yeah.
Okay,
no, you know they say when they do
room,
that, they
I
have to hold
you.
A horse back, London, because if it go all the way in, it will kill you. But when they hold a horse back so that, you know, I don't know, honey, but that's some nasty shit.
I saw a video of a boy who actually got fucked by a horse and died on the spot.
Yeah, that's because he got pierced. They say his pancreas or something.
Yeah, that's why they hold them back. If you ever see them do them movies like that, they be holding a horse so, like, the horse don't go all the way in because it will kill you. But that is disgusting theory. Like, what kind of nasty shit is that?
How do you fuck an animal, like?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, if
it's
they wear the horse, all they
incorrect.
Have to do is go to Naima's.
Ooh.
Naima's a
is lovely. Don't do Naima like that.
Naima, we talking about your horse cock again.
With a $5 foot long.
Same difference.
This thing is not.
Okay, I'm getting death threats, so I'm gonna have to go back to the House of Fella. I am now an official. I am back to being pressed for the House of Fella. I was getting death threats. I was told if I walked the ball, I was gonna have to smell Marco ass. I just can't. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh shit! Private caller, you're live on the air with Fella.
Girl, I'm gonna need y'all to cut that out.
Yeah, cause I can't hear the private caller.
Come on,
what?
Turn off.
They play a Little Kim in the background.
Come on, please, turn it up.
No time for that.
Right.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello. I don't give a fuck. This is JJ X Swahi, and I was calling to let you bitches know that on the Halloween Gaga, Miss Kelly Couture, she's coming out as motherfucking overall mother of the House of Couture. I don't give a fuck. They put me out the house, and Andre can kiss my motherfucking ass. Goodbye.
Did you not donate for the Candyland board? Did you not give a 20?
Wait, man, who's coming out as what for the mother for the couture?
Yes,
board?
I missed
what,
it.
Okay, now this is what I heard him say. He said that I heard him say, I don't give a fuck what they say. Kelly is coming out as overall mother, and Andre threw her out the house. Now, if I missed any of that, can we get an instant replay?
So Kelly's coming out as overall.
I thought the child got kicked out the house.
The child said they left the house and he don't care if Andre kick him out.
So what is it
about? Kelly
is
coming out
as mother couture.
So is Kelly coming back out as mother couture, or was he saying Kelly's coming out as overall mother from Mr. Rawhead?
He's back. Caller, you're back.
Call back. Okay.
Yeah, you're back, caller. Please restate that, please. Oh my God! They're shooting. Go ahead,
shut
caller.
Up, girl, so we can hear. Caller.
Hello.
Private caller.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's coming back out like over motherfucking mother Miss Rahi, and I don't motherfucking see it. And I got put out the house. So that's what's going to happen at the Gagaween ball.
Oh. Why did you get out?
Because I don't motherfucking see it. Me and Andre had some words, you know, and, you know, Kelly, we never got along. So she's coming out as mother, and I got put out the house.
You got put out the house?
This sounds unbelievable to me.
Shut up, girl.
Can we get Kelly on the line? I know she's listening. Can we
Did he even say who he was?
It was a private caller.
He said JJ.
He said this is JJ Mizrahi.
Wow. So I heard what he said it.
Yeah, JJ007. Okay, so JJ.
So, Kelly,
not...
if you are out there, if you are listening, there is somebody who is willing to confirm that you will be overall mother at the Gagaween Ball of the House of Mizrahi. We need you to call in to confirm or deny this vicious rumor. And we thank you.
Is the private caller still on the phone?
Wait, are we talking about the Gagaween in October or Candyland?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, he said Kelly's coming out of the Gagaween.
He said Gagaween. He didn't say shit about the Miss Rahi function.
He didn't say anything about Candyland, but I had some questions about Candyland. Is he still there?
Well,
I'm
how do you ask questions about somebody
to,
who ate it last?
I'm trying to gag Jazzy.
Let me tell y'all something. First of all, that child called in private, one. Number two, y'all got to really get into something, okay? Well, I guess because I know Kelly, you know, a little bit or whatever, y'all got to really get into something. Why would she go backwards to, and I'm not coming for Ms. Rahi or anything like that, but why would she go backwards to Ms. Rahi when she's overall mother of Couture? Jasmine,
you just heard him
founder.
Say she was going to be overall mother of
Ms. Rahi.
No, she's not going back to no Ms. Rahi, child.
Why would she step down from Couture to go to Ms. Rahi? We got to wait for Kelly to come in. Now, the child said he got kicked out the house. We still got nobody. We need somebody to hit the wires.
Don't nobody need to confirm that.
This ain't nothing but fucking lies and gay rumors.
This is the London Tea Party. We deal in lies and gay rumors. Can we get to the goddamn
deal in lies and gay rumors? I never deal with facts, honey.
Exactly.
Right.
Fairy tale fantasies and fiction.
Everybody, please hit refresh.
I've seen it. It has a slight tilt to the left.
So would that be called a curved? It's telling her to go north.
Oh, y'all girl kid, I've been seeing that, but y'all girls
we
are just now seeing it, so it's a gagger to y'all.
Wait, we have the private caller is back. Private caller, do you have more to say?
What am I looking for? Oh, shit.
You're gagging. Y'all are gagging.
Oh, that is...
I gotta put my phone down.
That's too much for the 25th anniversary.
Mother of the Year, you told the shenanigans like this.
Bitch, what is this all about, and why is this here?
I am so glad. Yeah, the girls will never catch me slipping like that.
What the hell?
Wait, I'm being told that the private caller keeps calling back, but no one can hear him.
Oh, we sorry.
Oh my God, Jesus, take
me. Private caller, say, are you back?
Sorry, I'm just on mute.
The blood of Jesus.
AJ,
are you back? Y'all is tickling.
Who is that laughing like this?
I need a drink now.
They getting my fucking
I can't. To the left.
Simona is fierce.
I quit. I don't want to play no more.
I don't. I ain't bringing up quarters for this goddamn video, bitch. I'm not afraid to do this.
Is the private caller back? Cause
y'all are going to hell in a handbag.
We ain't going to hell because we didn't post it.
And we didn't take that motherfucking picture.
Neither oh. one of them are we guilty of.
The blood of Jesus.
Well, you better bleed it.
I am not going to that bar.
And then they got corn up there. That is so fierce.
Yeah, they going to kill whoever made that.
you heard what I said. She's not going to make the Mother of the Year. Isn't she always trying to go for Mother of the Year, East Coast Mother of the Year? She ain't going to get it with that,
I don't
honey.
Know.
Oh,
God. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And whoever did that, there is a burning fiery hell.
My private caller, JJ X Mizrahi, supposedly, if you call back in, please make sure you scream loud. Thank you.
We sorry.
Oh, my God.
Scream like Tony and Will
Hayes. Kill the visual, Jesus. Kill the
visual. Baby. This,
It kind of reminds me of that song from Off the Wiz where the Tin Man was singing, slide some more yours to me.
Oh, let it drip down my spine.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are some heat.
Ooh, David.
I just want to let y'all know that I'm heating up my stuffed pork chop that I had made the other day. Mm. And I'm going to have me a little biscuit on the side. Excuse me? Jason?
Is that new death boy over there?
No, child, he ain't over here. Child, I told you I got him out here the other day, honey. He like he didn't want to leave.
That's because he didn't have
a
hearing aid, bitch. He couldn't
hear
you.
You had deaf and mute. You had deaf and mute trade the other day, Naima?
No, I mean, he's partially deaf. I mean, he got a hearing aid, but you know.
Well, can he talk?
Yeah, he can talk to Shade.
What do you mean you want me to leave? I don't want to
hear that. No, the Shade is no women. Hold on, y'all. All just aside, though, for real, on a serious note, I didn't clock that he was deaf until Face had told me that he was.
Well, there you go.
Because
yes,
the way he talks, you wouldn't know
yes.
it.
Yes, we can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Maya, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm back. Lord, at this picture. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Honey, I know why the king birds sing.
Oh, child. Maya, we need you to find TJ Mizrahi and get him on this phone.
When that was JJ. Oh, no, TJ. You
no,
TJ.
We need TJ on this phone.
I think he
Do
just
we have any
me.
Callers?
Why I close my computer?
Okay, I gotta get the
right. Oh, you know what? We do need to get a Mizrahi representative on the phone.
TJ said, hold on, y'all. TJ said he's trying to get through, but he can't get through.
Yeah, tell TJ.
Do we have any Mizrahi that know any of any JJ?
Wait, but I just thought about something. The Mizrahis are not allowed to call in. Oh, they're not allowed to call in the Kelly show.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're free as fuck over here.
The Mizrahis ain't allowed to call in.
Right. We the Tea Party don't have beef with the Mizrahi, so why can't they call in?
Thank you.
TJ, live on the air.
What's going on, y'all? First of all, whoever said the Mizrahis can't call in, that's a lie, because I've been calling in since day one.
But you do what you want to do anyway.
No JJ Mizrahi in the house at all. Clearly, if we were going to release Who's Overall Mother, we wouldn't let no just any nobody know who the hell we coming up Overall Mother with. Especially no rickety-ass JJ Mizrahi that ain't no in the house.
Well, he said he was a Mizrahi.
Ain't no JJ Mizrahi in the house. I know every single Mizrahi.
You know everything.
You know every single Mizrahi.
Let that go.
I know every single Mizrahi in this house. I've seen the audit pack and everything. There's not a JJ Mizrahi.
And TJ, he said he was a Mizrahi
before you. I was just told that that's going to kill you.
Well, maybe we can get him to call back in.
You were told that was what?
I'm call back in. First of all, the Overall Mother, you guys will see who the Overall Mother is if we're revealing the Overall Mother at the Candyland Ball. Yes, I do make jokes saying, shut up, Pussy. And I do make jokes saying the $15,000 question, yes, is Kelly coming back? Because people want to know that. Kelly is not Overall Mother. I will say that.
It was actually two questions. But
wait a minute, TJ. You said, no, she's not Overall Mother. So are you trying to say in so many words subliminally that she is coming back?
Naima, at this
TJ,
current time, I do not answer your question.
What?
this current time, I'm going to choose not to answer that question.
You already answered it, TJ.
You said that much. You was
right.
Like, you will
you
say that
away.
She's not the overall mother. So then the only other thing she would be is, well, is she coming back?
I'm not saying yes or no. At Candyland on September 1st, 2012, at the Candy World Ball, you guys will see.
Okay,
so
you
cannot confirm nor deny
what?
Whether she will be overall.
You
will,
well,
so you can definitely
country.
Confirm that she
well,
will not
TJ,
be overall.
I will
mother.
Be out of the country for the Candyland Ball, so I can I know now?
Can they please stop playing the music, but I get muted. Thank you.
We need it
for
Hello.
Right, but is it Candyland or Candy World? I'm getting confused here.
It's Candy World. We had Candyland in 2007.
Okay. So you cannot confirm nor deny. You can completely deny that she will not be overall mother, but you cannot confirm nor deny whether she will be able to return back to the house.
This time I'm going to answer this off question in Candy World to Bob Kelly.
Okay, well, then you know what, Dan? I want to bring something up.
September 1st, 2012, be there. And Naima, let's get on this dead boy. That's the same one who shitted on you.
Okay, we'll get to him in a second.
Oh, shit.
We'll get into him
yeah.
in a second.
Wait a minute. TJ.
Maya.
Who was in the alleyway?
Yes, and I thank you.
Who was in the alleyway, TJ?
Are you talking about that night when Naima was in the alley sucking dick?
And I thank you.
Okay, whatever. We'll get back to that later. I want to get down to this team. So.
Right, what's the tea? No, but I got a little bit of tea that, you know, Kelly, you know, did leave the tour, and she was looking to go to another
place. Who that now? Is that Karen like
that?
That?
Oh, my God.
Because that is going to be a Cricket Metro phone.
That's TJ.
Is
that's
TJ?
Somebody in the background that's
TJ,
on a computer or something.
Down.
TJ, do we have to mute you?
No, I just told Pussy to mute her phone. We in Manhattan eating before we go to ball night. Name, are you coming up tonight?
No, I didn't know you were still here.
Y'all can get into this, all of that, but let me ask TJ a question while he's on the line, because he says he knows all the Mizzes, or he knows every Mizrahi that's in his chapter. Let me get into this little beat.
That
must
have been a long orgy.
No, we all know that about the ball in California or whatever, hosted to fire the crew, you know, Divine Chanel. Now, for my understanding, a brother of mine, you know, Tess Badass Chanel.
Who background
walked,
is that?
He walked the category.
Stop, bloody.
He went to go.
I can't.
Well, we thought you were about Lydia TJ.
What was she saying? I'm at BBQ's eating right now. That doesn't say what was she saying?
Okay, basically what I'm asking you is, okay, Tess Chanel, he walked in California for the category, which I think Vogue, Current Salt, it was called for legendary femme queen, you know, bring it like as fat. He walked as Mika when she did the Catwoman. They said she had the crowd going crazy. Anyway, he sent all the girls packing or whatever, grand prize.
Yeah.
They said it was a Father Mizza who was so upset about the situation. He went to flipping over tables. He went to breaking glass. He went
to talking
about God. That's who it was.
You gave all of that. You gave all of that detail about that shit. You could just ask who the hell was the girl that sits over the table at the ball.
I didn't know who the hell it was. I just got the beat that, you know what I'm saying. Which congratulations to my brother, honey, Tess Chanel, honey. Congratulations.
No wonder why they sitting up in here in this goddamn boardroom reading the hell of us talking about we drank to them.
I didn't know who did that. I didn't know who it was, though.
Well,
who had
you
all
say, who's the goddamn Ms. Rocky that flipped over the table? We could have told you.
Okay, well, let's get back to London's. Let's get back to London's tea. Okay, we're going to cut all the bullshit. Let's get back to London's tea that she first started giving very the reason why the Kelly had left Pantua. Let's get into that. Oh, here we go.
Here she goes, Kelly.
Everlasting.
What I said was, Kelly,
Right,
from my knowledge.
Okay, but can we talk about how come mother Tati and the other child didn't come to her ball that she had in New York City, but they came to Jack's ball?
See, hold on. I'm going to touch on that because everyone makes a big deal about when your house has to come support you. Certain people don't require their house to come support you. Certain people don't need the house to come support you. First of all, your house is the last people that's going to be there to support you because they feel they should get in free. They feel you owe them something. So
right.
I don't. If Kelly feels a certain type of way about her house not coming, she should just pay it, honestly.
Right, and this is coming from someone who no one from his house showed up to his ball.
Exactly.
But why wouldn't you
okay,
want to support your members?
I don't understand.
Why wouldn't you want
wait
to support your members?
From the time and the dawn of beginning of ballroom fucking history, if nobody is at your ball, your house is at your ball.
Exactly.
Where the hell did you pull that out your ass, TJ?
And let me bring you to 2012.
No. You just said this, so I want
to
know where you got that from. Because I've never heard anybody throwing the ball.
Who decided they want to come see your ball just because you throwing it from your house because they want to get in free, because they want to hurt or something. So
nobody normally gets in free at somebody's ball unless you helping to set the ball up.
I'm not saying that people are trying to get it free or nothing or set something up, but it's just honestly, at these days and times, honestly, the way I feel, when it comes to you throwing the ball, personally, I feel like this. I don't care if the Ms. Rahi's coming out because it's not going to make a difference to me.
How many individual balls have you been to that? How many individual people balls have you been to that they house don't show up?
I mean, it's very rarely, but
hey. Okay, since it's very rarely, then they should be able to pop out your mouth without a problem. Name one of those people.
Oof.
Mine. Kelly.
Give me another one.
I just named you too.
And give me another one.
Yours whenever you
touch
someone.
But no, because when I actually threw mine, when I threw my mini ball in Chicago, mine was full.
Mini
with motherfucking icons and legends and my sisters and brothers, and I was walking as a 007.
But my thing is, I just don't get how.
So I'll do that one. No, wait a minute. Cut it. Because you just tried that. And I'm going to actually help you out with that. Not since I have ever heard of somebody doing some shit, but just because you wanted to stay your ass over there where you were. In that goddamn house, after nobody showed up to your ball, ain't no way in the hell y'all gonna turn around. And ain't wouldn't have been no way in the hell I would have threw a ball. My sisters and brothers not show up and support me after I done traveled city to city, state to state, to run around and support them. It's a goddamn fool from outerspace.com. Now let's just be real about it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give that motherfucking greater herb whenever somebody else throws a ball. Bitch, no shade. Whenever somebody throws a ball, your house is supposed to be there. Your sisters and brothers who you love, are you supposed to be? Bitch, that's a family reunion damn near. Bitch, you throwing a goddamn ball and your family not there. And if you come up with some crack-ass, cotton-mammy-ass excuse about why they don't show up, then that's on you. But saying that these bitches don't show up and saying nobody gives it, bitch, that's a goddamn fool for my sake. And I thank you.
That's true.
They said you need to blow your nose.
At the end of the day, hey. Uh-huh.
If I got paid $1 for everybody's time that they said I thank you, I'd be one old rich.
Yeah, but I want to get back to how is it that, you know, and I don't have no shade against this lady, but how is it that they was able to come over here for Jack's ball? No shade to Jack either, but they didn't come to Kelly ball. Not to say that she was supposed to be obligated to come over here, but neither one of them came. But Kelly has been out
here.
Wait a
minute, does she live in New York? Where was she coming from? Does she live in New York?
She was coming from the Midwest.
Okay.
Well, how about this? Why don't y'all call Tati or Raven and get their one-on-one answer instead of speculations and getting a bunch of he say, she say,
right.
This is
can Tati or Raven call in and please let us know? You know, we don't really want to know why you went to Jack's ball and not Kelly's ball. We want to know, you know, why did you guys leave Ms. Rahi? I mean,
You sure they left or they got put out?
I really don't know what city was that. So, yeah.
I thought Jasmine said they got put out.
How about this? Where's Jasmine at?
I was getting ready to say, I can tell I'm working with the... Jasmine said herself that she cleaned house.
Remember when she said, I'm only going to talk about this one time.
And she cleaned out.
About it.
I believe she's
says she stripped tied to. She didn't.
Exactly.
Like,
she says
she didn't put nobody else. She stripped titles and people's ego made them want to leave, and she's not fucked up about it.
She says she was.
And
Jasmine said, and I quote, Kelly is not going to talk about it because that's her sister and that's how Kelly is. Jasmine said because of people's egos and because of the fact that they could not support Kelly, she stripped titles. So the only person with a title in her house of couture right now is Jasmine. But there are still coutures. But there are no coutures with a title other than Jasmine.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, Jason, for the read back.
That was the recap, and that's
exactly.
So because of ego, people who could not support Kelly, and Kelly goes from state to state to state, they could not support her. Jasmine did what she had to do, and I respect that.
I respect it, too. So, yeah,
Brother Fella said, eat it, Jason, you're done.
Ah, tell that lady she about to go. Where is Costa? Costa's the only one that can deal with her.
No, but that's really a lot. But Kelly, I'm gagging that you have not called in yet.
Is it true? Are we getting Acura deals? Is that why is no calling?
Did you just say Acura?
Yeah, I said Acura deals, honey. That's the new word. You better get in, honey. Acura, not Acura as a car, but Acura deals, as in accurate. Yes, baby.
That bitch just sold me a car, bitch. I'm done.
Wait a minute. Is that a word?
I'm done. I don't even want to ask.
Oh, please. Leather hot pants. You put shit up in the damn thing that can't nobody even understand half the time.
That's true.
Baby, let me tell you one thing about it. Two things for sure and three things for certain. And for your information.
Oh, let's get the phone and turn my book up tonight.
It matter, and I ain't fucked up about
it. Maybe text me or something. I hope to see you out there both nights.
No, but if they got caught in that bathroom, they would have to wait a
very
long time to pull up those pants.
Let me tell me you're going to be out.
Charlie, would have been so much lube on that booty that motherfucker would have cleared right on up.
Baby, I wouldn't know.
I'm going to be teasing like hell when he walk in that building. Like,
girl, we still got J-Rock on here.
And you do.
Thank you, brother. What are you doing?
J-Nisha Rock.
This shit is named here. I don't like that.
Right, wait, but Jason, did you call Kelly Jelly?
Did I call her Kelly Kelly?
No, did you say Jelly instead of Kelly?
I said Kelly.
No, he was about to say Kelly's name and wanted to say Jasmine's name, so he ended up putting, you know, the J in front of Kelly's name. I heard it.
Oh my God, mother fella.
Y'all are fierce with it tonight.
Yeah, she called me Jay Prince. No, man.
There's nobody running Miss Congeniality tonight.
Nobody. No.
Yeah.
No, but I think everyone really needs to stop throwing these sponsored balls. It's the sponsored balls that's hurting the girls.
Okay. What do you mean by sponsored exactly?
Especially when the girls give you their ass to kiss afterwards, honey. Or they set the balls up, and you know, for the, you know what, well, y'all never really did get into that fight situation anyway out there in Chicago.
Yeah,
right. So what's the tea with that?
What about
you know? Because the way they broke that fight up, the girls weren't even reading. If y'all get into the video, the girls wasn't even reading on the video. They wasn't even scratching and clawing and all that camera. It was like, see, people broke
that's
them up
before the video got over.
Ooh,
before the camera could focus in on the bitch, the fight
that's
was over.
Y'all talking about Dee Dee Brown Ball.
They said Miss Saint only did all of that because she wanted to keep the rest of those coins for herself so she could buy the day so that she could eat them cookies off of her body.
Oh, God. I feel like going up.
Kill the visual.
No. Are you sure it wasn't so that she could have the money for the other, for the, she could have the 2012 for the other bowl?
Oh, shit.
But I don't even think she made over $2,000 for that bowl.
It don't matter.
No,
she wasn't going to give y'all the rest of it.
No, it was the money was for some foundation over that nose. It's a little she uses it a lot to put over her nose to try to contour it to make it look like she has face. So
might have been for some act so that she could spray her body and not smell like
oh
bullshit.
Oh my God, he's sexy as hell.
So okay, so let's get this one straight. So London, let's get back to your question. What was you talking about? Because you said sponsor ball, buddy.
Right, these sponsored balls, like the ball that was in Atlantic City, you know, different balls that's been sponsored.
What ball that was in Atlanta that was sponsored?
In Atlantic City.
Oh, in Atlantic City.
Oh, the ball, the 6-minute ball.
Right.
That's the one that Lucky had his people sponsored or something, his employer.
Right, yeah, the 1-minute man ball.
Wait a minute, London.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is kind of outside, but somebody just said it. Why do drag queens have that stench like they don't wash their fucking drag?
But they don't wash their
tuck. That's
that right. They don't wash their tuck and they don't shave.
Yeah, they don't wash their gas. They gas and they balls be sweaty, so they just don't care.
But it don't be the drags. The fem queens be stinking like that too. They breath and everything.
The hair be smelling like fucking Medusa.
That's because they don't wash their wigs, because they don't know how to.
They don't know how to wash the wigs.
Well, did you try to get up in somebody's stuff, J-Rock, and it was smelling? I mean, so you couldn't get up and drag? What happened?
Well, you talk about girls that sitting around
their
hole for like 4 or 5 hours on the street.
That's nasty. I was just saying it's a stench that's, you know, it's a drag stench. It just stinks.
That's a wash tuck, honey.
I'm glad they never say that about me.
It just came across my screen. Can we get confirmation that the Mrs. will have their cash?
Cool.
Oh? Where did that come from?
You look and you'll see it too.
Mother Mona is like, just because they don't have their cash don't mean it's a miserable.
Oh. Y'all know
okay.
I don't give a fuck.
That means the ball won't be going on if they don't have their cash. It doesn't matter.
I believe all
of this. And he starts at 4 o'clock? It says it starts at 4, honey. They're giving away 15. I just hope so, honey, because you know.
Well, all I need for somebody to do is to just send to my inbox. Bitch,
I thought we had
this
right here on the phone.
But realistically, though, can I say something now? On all jokes aside, on a realistic tip, the girls go to balls all year around. I would say at Gay Pride, when y'all want to just have, you know, just have a good time. You know, and enjoy yourself, whether you cutting up or you being nasty. Who the fuck want to sit up in a hot-ass damn ball watching a whole bunch of faggots jump around in wigs and makeup?
Well, nobody really throws a ball on Gay Pride. They will throw one
they
on Black Pride.
They throw it on the weekend of Gay Pride at different places.
Oh, what's
that?
Yes,
they do throw
no,
it on the weekend of Gay Pride, room. And in Dallas they have fucking air conditioned.
Oh, well.
It's against the law to not have air conditioning in Texas.
For, thank
right.
you. I can't wear my leather pants in no motherfucking hot-ass goddamn room.
Ugh.
I'm in the
pain. But I'm just saying, like, who wants to? My whole thing is, if it's Gay Pride, if I'm going out of town somewhere and it's Gay Pride, I'm going to go have fun, get my life to carry on because I want to see, you know, the people or whatever. Like, I'm sick of seeing the girls in my own state. I'm not going because, bitch, I can go to a ball. I go to a ball any fucking weekend, literally, because it's a ball every weekend.
Well,
I go to a ball any doggone time.
That you can do before up to that, though, Naima.
Huh?
Wait, we have a private caller, and I just added the lovely Dee Dee Chanel to the tea room. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You called in private. Why are you disguising your voice, goddamn?
Right. What you doing?
Diva.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You never call. I'm not even going to attack you. Go ahead. Do you, boo.
Do you have any tea?
I'm looking for Nicole.
Oh, girl. Next.
Is that Nicole Unabella?
No, this is Sheba.
Oh,
oh
God.
Hey,
next
Sheba.
Baby.
Sheba.
We supposed to be going downtown tonight. I'm looking for her.
Oh, you do what? Philly?
Yeah,
I'm going grazing downtown.
I think Unabella's in the house eating pork chop sandwiches. She ain't coming out.
Can we get a coffee?
And sucking her fingers after every bite.
Okay, is she drinking gallons of gravy?
The bitch, she keep doing that. Bitch, she gonna be Johnny Coke.
She is drinking gallons of gravy.
No, but Sheba, are you serious you're going to go out with her tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I knew her when she was a boy.
RJ, RJ, to correct you, Jack has never given a ball by himself. For the record, Jack gives balls with other people. The Rumble balls are mini balls and Big Ben's balls at Escalitas. So Jack has never given a ball by himself to give out cash. Breaking news, Marco's name is now Large Marge, and everyone is paying the escort ball. Large Marge, no one is coming to your ball.
Sounds like we had already called about that like 2 months ago.
No, wait, Jason.
And TJ, please stop, you know, trying to take up for a house that, you know, doesn't really support you like that. I know you have your and everything.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why was Marco smelling like that at the ball?
How you know how she smelled? Was you there?
Somebody violated you at the ball? Were you in a clown outfit?
Did you feel like a clown? Did you feel like a clown? Because you were dressed like one.
Because you dressed like one.
And you looked like one, and I think
you look like one, so I know you feel like one.
But wait, Landon, listen. You seen Ghostbusters, right?
Jason, hold me, please.
Remember when they got the first call to go find the ghost at the opera place, and the ghost was around the corner eating all the food from the tray? Yeah, that's the Bella Una, with the ghost that was eating all the food.
Oh, my God, is that Maya?
Yes, the one and only.
Wait, I need to ask a question, quick question. On the Bella subject, is anybody else getting these pop-ups from, you know how you get those, like, little friend requests on the side or whatever?
From
has anybody seen any,
Luna?
Like, some... Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Y'all better leave my girlfriend alone. That's my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend looks fucked.
When she was a boy, did you guys arm wrestle or anything like that?
Can you find what deny the left?
No, we was always at the pizza shop on 13th Street.
How does she eat pizza? Like, can she fold it?
It's not hard to fold a pizza, child. Y'all give it.
I don't know, because when I turned around, the pizza was gone.
That was gone.
Do y'all arm wrestle?
Damn, this might not be
Nicole,
because she was reading Nicole. God damn.
Was it a deep dish pizza? Because, you know, that takes a little bit longer to eat.
Because if it was New York style pizza, that's a big ass pizza, and you got to be able to hold that.
Bitch, you
that's
know.
That slice, yes, that slice is big.
So can she, like, get that New York fold, you know?
Well, that's well, she's a big girl, you know.
You know what I want us to do? It's no shade. You know what I want us to do?
Hold hands and go jump?
No. We should, on Tuesdays, we should get a tiny chat going again.
Really, and
see all the voices behind the name.
I don't have a problem with that.
You can see my voice.
We just as long as I ain't got watch no training.
Naima,
you really gave that with London on the phone.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What'd you say, London?
Are you really trying to get me out there?
Right, because she just gave that.
No, London, you could be on there, but you know how was, like, what was that, the Black Claw, all you see is the hand and a cat.
Not stroking with the chair turned around. Okay. Just commenting. Loads of smoke just up in the air.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't matter. I would definitely come in to, you know.
I would definitely do Tiny Chat. I don't have
no,
any
I would problem. Do it. I would do it. I would give you Master of Disguise.
Yeah,
how
would
we just
move
with?
But you know what, London? I don't. But see, London, you see, it would take away the fun if we ever found out who you were. I'd rather you stay a mystery.
Right? It would be
right.
So whack, I swear.
Because
once we know, then we get over it.
I would be over it.
Imagine how disappointed I'm gonna be when I find out that you were brunette. And
but
I thought
everybody
was
knows who London
all right,
is.
But see,
anybody
but,
who is anybody knows who London is.
But
right,
yeah.
Everyone knows who I am. They just, you know.
But she won't be able to read no more.
What?
Well,
Sheba, baby, don't try it. What did you say, sweetie? What?
She said you will not be able to read no more, girl. You better read.
You won't. She's going to knock you out, girl.
Sweetie, as long as there is NYPD and the Federal Service, I will be able to read.
You mean the Philly girl? You mean the Philly girl?
And she's going to get you locked.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say I look silly?
Oh, are you going to do a Marcos time?
Anyway.
No, but seriously, if I was to get spooked, I would still read, but it's so many reads I want to do in my regular voice that I would just be able to do it in my regular voice. And I'm not a scared bitch. I don't care, you know?
Didn't one time you come on here and you said, I'm going to be in my regular voice, and everybody gagged?
Right, but that they're going to gag next season. That's when I'm coming with the boy.
But you know what, though, London? It's no shade, though. I'm going to miss something to you. At first, I really did want to know who you was, though, so bad, though, in the beginning. Because you're a shady girl, honey. You read. But then, after a while, I paid it because I was just like, you know what? She is a personality, and she make this radio show a treat and fun. I'd rather not know who she is.
Fresh.
I really need
to hit refresh.
I just
gave up the ghost.
J-Rock wants to know where the other topics. I guess we're boring J-Rock now.
Okay, what would you like to talk about, J-Rock?
Maybe J-Rock can call in instead of pressing replay on the video in the chat room.
Oh, he over there whacking to that porno.
First of all, I've never went nowhere. I've been sitting right here.
Oh, that don't mean you still ain't watching.
Why y'all trying to give J-Rock so much? Leave my little future husband alone.
They always
now,
try to give me so much.
J-Rock
is
a cop, Naima.
Like
he's a cop, Naima. He's a cop. So wait,
Nicole Bella De Uno is missing her pinky. I thought all mafia people wear pinky rings.
That's why they took it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I didn't even know that she had...
She's tied with a string on the ring.
There's too many people up on this phone, honey, because these voices is clashing.
Yeah.
We need to put a couple girls back on hold, London.
Okay, here we go.
Especially if they're not part of the cast.
Mother Mona just turned up. Mother Fella just said, J-Rock, the other topic is, why are you a broke bitch?
Oh, Lord, please don't get J-Rock started about how he...
No, don't get him started. We don't need the commissioner pictures and all the...
We don't need him to bag out. We don't need him to put his hair on and bag out.
And baby, there's one thing about it. I'm not fucked up about it.
Girl,
okay.
That didn't even go off.
Oh, my God.
So you can stop that. That didn't even take off.
It doesn't even matter. It don't have to take off. If I say it, that's just something I like to say.
Well,
if you don't like it, then that's your fault.
Such is never going to work, Heather.
It doesn't matter. Did you
tell
me y'all got a personal
I wish you take off them tight-ass leather pants and that.
Oh, J-Rock, are you going to the Gagaween? Are you walking the mini grand?
Yeah, because me and him walking against each other.
I'm going to the Candy World and the Gagaween.
No, it's actually leather over bitches. So.
Well, I'm going to the Gagaween. That's what I'm going because I want to dress up. Because Jasmine said she said if people want to dress up and stuff in their costumes, they can. So I'm going to that.
Naima, we all know you dress up at night as a drag.
I have a question. What if the Gagaween, they send all the butch queens to one location and the femme queens to one location? That'll be a
so gag. That means, Maya, you're a heterosexual, so you won't be in no sex.
Oh, wow.
No. I'm a same queen man.
What the hell?
Mona
Ooh,
said it.
Naima,
gonna
somebody
jump
said
you
coming
sandwich.
In the subway. Somebody
oh, wait,
said
hold
coming
on,
in
y'all.
The subway
quick,
sandwich.
If y'all ain't on the line, y'all got another 10 minutes before the show goes.
What happened?
They said
10 minutes
is coming
the show goes
subway sandwich.
See, there's too many people. That's why I say it's too many people on here.
Oh, well,
so
the other queen, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all are getting mad. Well, 9 minutes now.
I'm not
call
saying
in.
Nothing. I'm quiet.
Well, then shut the fuck up, bitch.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh. It's no
well,
shade,
Ma,
London.
Are you coming?
It's no shade,
you really
London.
Coming as a subway sandwich?
London, no shade. Next week when you had this show, you need to have a limited people on the phone because we got too many girls on here. Now,
I know,
you
we're going to do a vote. We're going to do a vote. Who should be, you know, on the
You
phone
should have the original cast was Jason,
yes.
It was Tiffany,
yes.
It was me, and it was J-Rock.
Mark.
And Mark, and that
it,
was it.
And Mark.
And hello.
No,
Maya,
Devin
you don't count.
Came along
you sometimey.
Maya, you sometimey.
Yeah, yeah,
the original cast was definitely London, Jason, J-Rock, and Tiffany, and myself.
I won't call in no more.
But what happened to me?
Yeah, well, you come in sometimes too, Maya.
No, I can't. You won't remember.
Well,
yeah,
you know, the first of the month, you got to be on the corner 24/7 to make that coin. You know, the late girls get the late coin. You know,
wow.
It's the first of the month.
Hey, Mr. Man. Yes. Hi, Mr. Man. See, he always listens to us and everything, honey.
Late.
That's the other one. Hi, Mr. Man.
So,
Naima.
Naima, could you make your tiny chat room down?
Naima, you
room?
Are so pretty to those pictures.
Girl,
let me
say, that right there got to go.
Who is over there eating a bag of chips?
He's not need to come back.
London, you said, am I going to come as what?
Oh, Subway sandwich, a foot long.
Just lettuce falling all over the place.
You
so
would want
Naima.
Me to come as that, would you?
Naima.
Yes.
Won't you
you know what? I'm going to come as a serving platter. And you pick the right you pick the right sub her sandwich off of it and you'll get the surprise.
Thank you for trying to make me a vegetarian for life.
Oh shit! No, but I'm cutting off my thumb and I'm coming on Joey.
So you cut off your thumb, you stuff in pillows.
Well, I'm
gonna
be
too far for a trophy now.
So
right, you gonna be pitting.
I'm
you
gonna be a complete disgust.
You know
I'm
the ballroom is all I have. The ballroom is all I have. I can't go anywhere.
Child, I can't wait till the gag. You know what? Next week, too, we got to get Jasmine on here because I want to ask her
Jasmine
how far along.
Jasmine is on here.
Huh?
She's always on
there. CEO, we need you on the line.
Thank
well,
you.
We only got a few minutes left, but we got to wait till next week then because I want
to. How do
we
only have a few minutes left? It's only minutes left for them to
she
call
sent me
in.
She said she's going to have a special tea party table with Subway footlongs on the
Ooh.
Table for tea party.
I'm not eating
she didn't say
Hold
that.
Up, now, I'm not eating none of them.
I'm not either.
Mm-mm. I am.
We know.
We know.
So you can lean over and you can eat your... No, no.
Oh, it's our own meal.
I live, sis. I live.
You better. Yes, J-Rock coming for Naima. Say
I wasn't
she
trying
eat her
to
own
that.
Meat. Hold the cheese, please.
Yeah, do you know what I say? I say Pink Queen performance. In order to get your chance, you have to bring
the
judges a $5 footlong.
It's never no cheese over here.
Do we have any
Not
callers?
Even.
Callers.
So
right, do we
right.
have any callers? No longer talking about anything.
We are killing
people.
All right,
we know the
truth.
We know
it's
enough of that torture. CEO,
yeah.
Are you there, or was that just another intro scare?
Yo,
what's up, Naima?
Born with
hey, me. Jasmine. See, she here, y'all. Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Now, maybe we can finally get some order on this phone.
I was born with my hands.
So Jasmine, how are you holding up after the storm? How bad was the storm down there?
Oh, so
girl, whoever that is with that eating in that bag, girl, in the name of Jesus.
Sound like her.
She's wrapping the $5 footlong for the boy.
That's not me.
What's going on?
Wait, what storm was it? Was it storm?
Right, remember that season why we got this.
I'm making that notice.
Hello, my goodness, hello.
Remember we got cut off last week.
Nicole, okay, so anyway, so Jasmine, how is things going with, so far with the ball and the categories? Have you finalized all the categories? Or are you still brainstorming, or what's going on?
Oh my God!
You know, it's a lot to think about. You know, because things happen. Honestly, things happen all the time within the, you know, balls so that I kind of look at, you know, where we stand right now and what's actually hot. So that's where my problem has been. You know, I'm trying to figure out what should be the next category. I do know that I did finalize one of my mini grants, which is going to be Runway. But, you know, that's just one of the many mini grants that I'm going to be working on. But I'm also working on a gag factor for a special category that hasn't never been done before, or it hasn't been done this way before. And I'm actually working on that now. I was working on that all day today, speaking with the individuals and the participants that may come out and, you know, participate that night for that one category.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in the works. You know, it's still in the works. But I do know that the next category that I'm going to be promoting is going to be Runway. And
okay.
I should be releasing that this week as far as Runway goes. The full flyer should be available by the latex ball. I'm trying to let a couple of balls get out the way. But, you know, as far as everything else, you know, I'm just lowly working on it. I just want some of the balls to get out the way. You know, because right now everybody's, all the balls have been, like, completely flopped. Back,
yes, they
back
have.
Back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't want to hit people with categories and flyers and stuff as they just wasted all this money going to another, you know, a previous ball. And, you know, my flyer gets swept underneath the carpet and shit like that. So, if you guys are on the phone line listening from the computer, I mean, on a computer, you need to call in now because you guys are going to get lost in the mix. We still have an hour left into the show, but we're about to go into record mode. And if you guys are on the phones right now, if you get disconnected, good night. See you next week. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, that's what I'm working on. You guys can always hit me with categories that you guys want to see. What are some of the things that you guys are looking for?
Well, before we get to that, I want to ask you this other question. I'm curious to see if you're going to answer it. So have you got the teams finalized now for the 6,000?
Yeah.
600? Huh?
They've been finalized. They've known the team captains have known who they were for the past month. So all 16 captains have been already announced to them, so they know their position, they know what they need to bring, and to my understanding, they have been forming their team. So, you know, they're good to go.
So let me ask you this. Do you see it, so for the team captains, whoever it is that are team captains, do you believe that these captains and the people, whoever, that they're going to bring out, or whoever's going to be on their team, that we're going to be in for a show?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I think it's going to be epic, to be honest with you. The 16 captains that I have picked are some of the most talented people, some of the most creative people, and, you know, if we sit down and we look at the list, I mean, let's speak realistically. Sit down and look at all your legendary performers out there right now, everyone out there that's known for legendary performance, any type of performance, as long as they're legendary for that category. Now, you have a lot of people, but out of those people that you know, or even looking at that flyer that I created, that teaser, out of the, all those people on that flyer, everybody cannot still build you a team.
Right.
If there's a good 10 people on that flyer that can build you a team, there's a good 10 people on that flyer that have shown you a creative process when they bring it. They have really thought out of the box. There's a very, very good amount of people on there that can really bring you a show-stopping performance. And that's how I was able to determine who those 16 captains were. And, you know, speaking with them on and off, communicating with them, they really have given me exactly what I want. And I really think they're going to do it. I really, really think they can do it. I feel bad for some of the other legendary performers because a lot of them are reaching out saying, well, no one contacted me to be on their team and stuff. And I just feel like, wow, you weren't even picked. But, you know, I can imagine if you weren't picked, you know, who the hell, you know, who they really went to, because they really are coming so, so strong. I think it's going to be a very interesting night with that category. Very interesting.
So, okay, so being that, you know, they had their teams and stuff like that, have you thought about, because I know you say you don't repeat things that you did, that you've done at the ball, but I was just kind of curious because the only reason why I'm asking this next question is the category never got finished at the ball when you first did it. So are you going to think about or bring back the audience participation where, you know, when you pass out the flags and stuff like that, the red for no and green for go, you know, if they like it?
I will say this, audience participation definitely will be taking place that night. I'm not saying if it's going to be for that category or not, but it's already in the works where items will be given to you when you do come inside the door, because the audience will definitely play a major part in what takes place that night as well. So, yeah, you're right. That is something that is going to happen.
What about, costumes and stuff like that, since it's Gag and Ween? Are your categories going to be, like, themed to be in costume, even if it's, like, best dress and you know, if... Go ahead.
All the categories are going to definitely consist of some type of creativity, but, you know, we know how the Kickstarter right now, and a lot of people don't put a lot of effort into it, but... I'm going to be calling for some type of creativity for a lot of the categories.
Because, you know, to me, and even though I know, you know, it's a, and it's just my opinion, I don't want nobody to jump down my throat, but sometimes when I get to watch it, like...
reading you, lady.
You said they reading
why
me?
Why are the girls reading you, lady?
Because her goddamn 50 million questions.
It's like Oprah Winfrey.
Wait, but who's reading me?
Girls, keep asking your questions, honey. I'm trying to eat this pork chop.
Honey, ballroom got to be about more than just the drama, honey. Now, we was talking about who got hit over the head of Slade. I'll be gagging
but
for that,
I'm asking
honey.
Because
the categories for the ball.
I'm answering because I really want to know, because her balls are definitely interesting. Every last one of her balls she ever held, bitch, she's always put a crowd. The balls have always had a theme and they're interesting. So I really want to know.
Okay, well, they're asking your questions now, Ema.
So,
don't
bitch, whoever is trying
to
be, tell them to get on the air and ask them themselves.
You know Mona's not getting
to.
On his phone.
We can wait for the category.
Mona said,
come
what
out.
Are you walking, though?
Ooh.
She said what?
When are you
what
walking?
What is she walking,
don't
though?
Worry. I just may be out that night.
That's
we don't
right.
Know what
tell
that
means.
Now, when
that's
she going to come behind, when she going to come from behind that?
Well, my only concern, the only question I have is the hotel so that I can make my reservation because I have 3 costume changes.
I bet you do.
Is that what it's called now?
honey, I'm giving three different costumes. So,
Jay, well, anyway, back to my question.
No, honey, I call it what it is.
Bitch,
fuck
which one
thing.
Was that would have been, Naima?
One question that, one particular category that I find sometimes kind of drains me, unless I'm really kind of interested to watch it, is, like, the realness. Did you have anything like creative? I'm talking about Butch Queen realness, not the girls.
All
you
of
have,
them are draining.
Do you have anything like creative, like for them, like to come in like a costume or a villain or some type
I
of?
I say make the realness come and drag. If you're real, you're fucking real.
Who?
Yeah, get back.
Not doing that.
Yeah,
well, you know
yeah, well, I will say this: there's going to be a lot of costumes coming out for a lot of the different categories, and the categories that are for cash. Like my mini grams and stuff, they're not going to just be, you know, your regular just bring it. So, you know, they're gonna have to put some effort into it for the cash.
Money.
I see realness in a pair of heels, a fitted hat, a pair of jeans, and a baggy shirt.
And I say for a performance category, they have to bring it with performance. Know all the words, lip sync be on point. The acting needs to be together.
For your life.
The same way the girls do for a pageant, they have to go all out for a pageant for those points. They need to make them go out for performance for a point.
But you know what? Speaking
of
pageant,
you know what you guys can help me with? This is what I need help with. I need you guys to come up with a slogan or a title or something. I'm having a problem wording this category. But let's just use it as the term because I don't want to release too much information. But you guys probably will figure it out. But Naima, you probably know about, you know, the original kind of get that bitch category. What do you remember about get that bitch?
Get that bitch. Wow.
Yeah, that started
that
over in my area.
Was that like a Midwest? Like
yes, it was. It was in my category because the first people that did it was the Bergions did it in 2003. Get that bitch category
right.
Was supposed to be for a girl who lost. She lost at another ball or she lost at that ball to some girl or she felt like she got chopped before she got a chance to battle the girl that she wanted to battle. And then she called out on the floor.
Right.
So that's the way it went.
So what if I didn't want to label it just like because that may not have been, you know, that may have not been what took place, but I wanted to actually take a category and designate it towards two individuals. What would be the best Halloween-themed way of titling that?
Freddy versus Jason.
For real?
Well, yeah, no, she's actually right.
Yeah.
Like superheroes versus supervillains always work. It's
Freddy and Jason both to the death of it, honey.
Bitch, they really did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They were
so did the Predator
up.
And
You can always
oh, yeah, Predator versus Aliens.
Predators versus Aliens, uh-huh.
Bitch, they were
right.
Fucking each other up.
And then when you had the
Karen
title
versus Poltergeist,
bitch, if you want to go back to the old,
here.
If you tell the girls if they want
to
go back to the old school, Frankenstein versus Dracula, that type of shit, whatever.
Well, what if I didn't want to actually call out those types of names? Let's say I wanted to designate a category where it was London versus Maya.
They had to better do them as a fucking research.
That was not English. None of that was okay. English.
And I thank you.
I don't know.
It'll be the U.S. versus the U.K.
Yeah.
Peekaboo, I want you. How's that?
Peekaboo, I want you.
Peekaboo, I want you. Yeah, I like that.
Right. Ooh, yeah, that sounds cute.
You know what, Jasmine?
If they could name me in London, if you know what a category would be? For $50, if a bitch could pour me in London to the middle of the floor in 5 minutes, they get the $50. They
child.
Would never find us.
Jasmine, do you remember this category?
That should not be for no goddamn 50.
Do you remember this category from back in the day, how they used to have pretty girl face?
Uh-huh.
Remember that category from a long time? You know, they did away with that. See, they went from that to just femme queen face, and now it's female figure face or whatever. But I remember when they used to have pretty girl face where you weren't so much as face, you know, like Raquel or like Dee Dee or Starsha and them like that, but you were pretty, but you had a pretty face or whatever. They had, you know, they did, whatever happened to that category? They did away with that.
I think you got lost.
And Mona, wait, CEO, Mona said you should call it Bloody Mary, make them call them out like 3 times. You know, if she doesn't come out, she doesn't, you know.
Were Mona, that's cute.
What's
that?
What'd
she
say?
That's
cute.
Like
she stole
one.
It from me. She stole it from me.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can live with that, too.
I like
what's
that.
All
one.
We would have to do is say the Bella Una, the Bella Una, the Bella Una.
Oh, girl.
I like that one. I like
oh,
that
girl.
One.
What was
yeah.
What did she say?
It's called Bloody Mary.
It's, oh, Bloody Mary.
Call out your rival.
Call her
three
name
times.
Out three to call out your rival 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
If
she
and
don't
if
come,
she don't come,
want
it. She don't want it.
Ooh,
right,
then.
And call
then
your
you
opponent
come out then.
Times, and she
right.
shall appear behind you.
I like to see.
Look,
like,
there's a category I that I am working on for actually, I want to say, 3 different groups. But I just want to make sure that they will be in the building or at least participate or even take into consideration participating before I start promoting it.
Right.
So I am working on that. But I do have my runway category, which I love a lot. And I'm going to release that this week. And then I'm just working on some other mini grants that I'm trying to figure out, like, foot and eye.
Well, what's
I
the runway asking for?
I think the way it's going to go is, do you guys watch the movie, I mean, the TV show, The Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that show.
Well, I'm going to bring pretty much, it's going to be called The Walking Dead, Between Runway. I need to see zombies come to life on the runway for $1,000.
And you're not just talking about just have a little music play and they can't do the lip sync and then they just start walking, right? You want them to actually
put... I need full zombie attire battling down the runway for $1,000.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Okay,
you know,
is it a production or no? You in a production?
No. No, it doesn't have to be no production.
But you know what, though? Yeah, the look of it. For $1,000, it's no shade, and I'm not being fierce when
that's
I say this.
Easy.
But you need to get those, whoever's going to be your judges that's going to be up there, them motherfuckers need to judge that night because they will let bitches come up there with half-ass stuff, and it's for $1,000, and it be their girlfriends, they be paying it. Like, you really need to be on them, like, let them know, like, listen, because some of those girls can't comprehend, you know, with certain categories or what certain categories are calling for, and this is how they be having the discrepancy that they be having it up there, and which makes the ball go longer, or they want to read after the ball is over. So
yeah.
I feel
especially
like,
Walking Dead, they really be looking horrible on that show.
There's
honey,
a couple
that,
girls
I mean,
out there that don't be in costume look like the Walking Dead now, but I ain't going there. But I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, Jasmine. I'm gonna say this. This is a category I want to see because we kind of doing it in Chicago. I would love to see not like a version of Glitz and Glamour. Like with the Femme Queens or whatever, I want to see the old shit, like Peppa versus Paris, you know, that type of.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
It's
at your mall. I would love to see
category.
The girls so damn.
It's always, you know, it's always a cute category. It's one of the original categories that I walked when I was out in the beginning, but you just don't see it no more.
Right,
you know,
but I think since it's going to be yours. Since it's going to be your ball and, you know, people know you got your stuff, they wouldn't mind doing the costumes. They wouldn't mind doing the gowns and the beads and the feathers
mm-hmm.
and all of
that
shit.
That would
yeah.
be
I don't
nice
think they would mind doing that for you.
Back in the day.
Right. Bitch, get these because we forever on this show talking about, oh, well, child, back in the day it used to be like, get these girls
yeah.
the back in the day category.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
yeah, Jasmine. You
get
should bring that back up.
OUT.
And Jasmine would be
category.
The one that would do it too, no shade.
Let the girls do it. Tell the girls we want to see Dorian, we want to see the back pieces, the tail pieces, whatever. Bring us Las Vegas Showgirls or Disney characters or some other show.
Okay, so
let's
now that you brought that up. Now that you brought that up, it's, you know, of course I would love to see the girls do that. But to be honest with you, let's speak realistically.
who do you see right now, name me three girls that you actually see taking the time to sit down and create.
But let me say this. I'll say this
Raquel.
Like this, Jasmine, no shade, but if nobody else will do it, these girls are actually turning the fuck out. No shade. I'll give props to one girl in Chicago, Victoria Herrera, the one that won Continental. She shitted for the category like a couple of years back when we had the category. Some of the performers and the pageant girls will actually come out the door to actually walk that category.
Some of them ones that was down there in Texas, too, that was walking at the ball that J-Rock was at.
Right.
The girls in Texas, they had them beating gowns and dresses
right,
on.
And when you start saying it,
yeah.
It makes it seem like you really going to limit it to the girls just in your area. You giving away a lot of cash. The girls will travel.
They will travel
out and knock the goddamn dough down for that category for that cash.
Because that's really a drag category. No
that
key.
Is a drag category. That is mother versus bitch. That is old school mother versus mother. And you giving them a theme from a Halloween ball? Yeah.
So wait a minute. It's a drag category. Hmm.
It's a film going, yeah, zero. Yes. Well, you can pass that brawl and keep on going.
Well, it is a drag category, but, you know, a lot of the femme queens and the pageant girls, it's really a pageant category. You
that's
know,
what I was getting ready to say too. The pageant. Why don't y'all have a pageant like a best dress pageant or pageant?
But that's really what Glitz and Glamour is. It's more centered. That was what
but
we did to get the
pageant. But it's not just catered to
the
drag. The film queens be walking there too.
That's
yeah,
for
it's,
everybody.
It's not a drag. Drag
it's not
category.
A limited category.
Well, I say make it the category because I'm damn sure gonna walk.
Because what is that? What
yeah,
is that called?
I
evening.
See that.
Isn't that called evening wear or something
wear,
like that in the pageant?
Dress.
Yeah,
right.
You got yeah, it's like evening wear. You,
well,
you're
it used to be called best dress, mother versus mother after five attire. That used to be the category, like when we used to have it in the ballroom. That was Paris's category. That was Peppa and
Dorian
and all that category.
Honestly, I mean, I like I said, I see the category. I do, but again, we don't have mothers right now. That would walk, in my eyes, that would walk that category because the mothers now are so into
25.
Their other thing. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You don't have
yeah.
those
but
mothers
I,
that
well,
sit
well,
down. The only mothers that really sit down and would bead a dress and sew a dress and, you know, get costumes together, in all honesty, are the pageant mothers like the Raquels, like the Sashas. But I don't know any other mothers out there that would really take the time that you know to sit down and sew like that.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Sequoia would do it, you know. Sequoia.
Well, you can, but you know, okay, but then you know what, Jasmine, you know what you can do then. Being that you don't really know anybody that's really going to put in a gallant effort to do that, what you could really do is, even though I know this is a Halloween themed ball, what you could do is you could get very best dressed. A night at the Oscars or evening something or a night at the Emmys or something like that. You could give that, and then they could come and give that look.
But this is a Halloween.
But how would it play into the Halloween theme?
Give them,
yes,
though,
you know,
I tell you like that. You don't
okay,
give them
but,
that. If you give them the ultimate category, bitch. Give them the evil queens from Disney, bitch, whatever,
ooh,
Snow
yeah.
White, reinvented. Some shit, you do not give that.
This is what
you
I
just
said.
Don't
this
give it like
thing.
That. You
oh,
give
yeah.
it
a night at Magic
Snow White
Mountain.
Movie that just Snow White and Huntsman.
Yeah.
I say you bring it as an evil queen in your evening attire as an evil queen from head to toe. And
yeah,
you also have to do questions and answers, and that's your gag of
okay, I'm not giving these girls no questions and answers. I'm not going to make these
no,
they ain't already went through enough.
That's the gag of queen.
Now, that's a cute category, too, the evil queen. I like that.
But don't it gotta be like a over like don't it gotta be like a big like a nice effect like a big huge over effect that breaks down to your evening wear?
Right, all of that. I mean, child, you don't sell yourself short, bitch. You see those intros for Paris is Burning with all those girls standing in the back with all with you know Dorian and
yes.
all them standing in the back.
With
bitch, that's what I want
to
see. Right, that picture of Dorian when she dressed like Marie and Antoinette and all of that shit, and Paris did it, and Paris did old queen, you know, she gave you old Paris queens from the 1800s. The girls get
but see,
that.
This is the thing. Your evening gown could be as big as a ball dress. It's the same, basically. You just have to present yourself.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to do it, this is what you give. Give these girls something to do.
That's going to bring the pageant girls in, no shade, if you just don't limit it to the mothers. Just say, Them queens
let
in the drag.
Girls bring it like
it's
up.
Open.
If
the women
want to
walk in, if the women
want to
walk in, it's
a
female figure category here in Chicago. If the women want to walk in, if you can find a dress,
what
and you get the girl to make your dress, it's over.
Foot and eyewear?
It's too many fake sites. These kids are walking around with these fake stuff. I don't know, honey.
I think, you know what, Jasmine, something that Mr. Mann said in the chat room, he was like, you should be the head judge of the, of everything that's going on, all of the categories. You should be the head judge, you know, to see something through. Now, as far as a labor category, see, this is what we were just talking about last night. Far as the labels category and stuff like that, I think, you know, you when it comes to your judge, Jasmine, and you being the head judge, I think that whoever you have on there judging these certain categories, particular categories, even if you got to change the judges periodically throughout the night, you need to have people on there that knows their shit.
The category.
That knows their shit. Like, because if this is such a big controversy about, you know, people not having real labels or people, you know, hot glue and stuff or whatever like that and everything and just passing through, and these judges just passing them through, and then they want to read the ball the next day or whatever, you know, then you need to have people on there that really, really into their shit. You know, they really know their category.
Yeah, and there's no shade, but honey, this was a bitch that judge, Extra Icon, would tell you.
I understand about the judging. I agree with that about the judging. But what do you think about the categories put in eyewear? Do you think that's a hot little category right now, or it can be a hot category?
Are you saying what kind of name we should think of for?
No, I'm just saying,
is it a hot category? Is it worth
it's not
having
a hot category?
Bowl?
It hasn't
I'll tell you the truth. I don't think it's a hot fucking category. If you got,
it hasn't been a hot category for a while.
I mean, you
it
got
really
labels,
not.
Sneaker versus sneaker, then you got foot and eyewear. I'm like, shit, I'm tired of hearing fucking names.
But see, the
I
thing about it is, you're only showing. I think it should be foot, back, and eye.
See, now you're taking it somewhere.
Okay.
Well, did you know what y'all could do to eliminate that whole thing?
It was always like that in Detroit.
You know what y'all could do to eliminate that whole thing? Why don't you just give every, like they had in the old days, labels, and more labels?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
You could do that, and that will sum that up.
With these girls and
these
labels.
Y'all had these girls going to jail.
Right. See, the reason why the category is like it used to be no more is because, child, ain't no magic. Ain't no stunts. Shows going on my
well, yeah, labels, and that's the thing. Labels is kind of hard because ain't no magic. So,
right.
Well, that's what I like, though.
And then,
it's
you know,
the
and then you have
stuff,
with all
they
these
Stephanie
the Chinatown.
But
like Tiffany said, that's the gag, though.
Wait
if you do got your labels in, we know that's
you
your shit.
You paid for it, exactly, honey. They
let me tell you.
So, honey,
the girls just ain't no stunts, no shows. And the girls
will
still come up there. They're going to be, it's a problem about years. It's going to be a problem about years. It's going to be a problem about seasons. It's going to be a problem about some of everything. If you ever watch the fight happen.
Honey, I would love to see
Stephanie
come back out, honey, with a label.
Let's ask Jasmine this. What do you personally think? Even though magic may not be happening like that for some girls or whatever, a lot of people have jaws, other people have other ways around stuff like that. Do you want to see the category yourself? Because I would love to see it, but do you? Because we had to really break down the brass tacks. Do you want to see the category yourself?
Do I want to see what labels are put in eye?
We didn't have it.
Are you asking me do I want to see labels or foot and eye?
Do you want to see labels, period, because foot and eyewear, you know, or foot and eyewear, yeah, either one of them.
I think foot and eye,
the whole in all honesty, I would love to see labels like it used to be, but I know it's impossible.
okay,
right now.
All right, hold on.
And that's where the problem lies. It's pretty much impossible to be as hot as it used to be. If I was to do it now, or if it was to be done now, you wouldn't have that many scriptures.
Jasmine, what about this, though? What about this? What about if you had it, since it's a gagaween ball, what about if you let the people that are walking labels, or foot and eye, whatever you choose, have them pick basically as part of the Halloween format, why don't you just let them resurrect their own label or put an offer from 1 year to day?
Bring us back a hot label, or bring us back a...
Right. So, I mean,
well, and you know what? I was thinking, and it sounds kind of cruel a little bit, because, you know, one person I was speaking with, they ran the idea by me, but I do want to see a label category, but the way they brought it up to me kind of sounded harsh, and I can't figure out the right wording for it or if I want to do it, but the bottom line is it would be calling for labels from dead designers, meaning all the designers that are part of the past.
That's not her.
If a bitch, girl, if they can get Alexander McQueen, them some bad motherfuckers.
Well, you know what? You know what you can do? You know what? I'm about
That's
to bring back to you.
Alexander McQueen, Johnny Versace.
You know what I'm about to bring back to you, too? Also, Jazzy, that they have actually they gotten away from doing. But that if you have this category, then they can get away with if it's a fake label, if it's not, or whatever case may be, and they can get into their creativity of putting pieces or putting things together, and that's the category called Designer's Delight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I had that idea too. I had put it in the group. I asked, did you want to put in Designer's Delight, because it kind of gives creativity in it, and it sounds like that's what you're looking for with this ball. It's more of a creativity thing, so Designer's Delight,
so,
you can't get any creativity
in that. So Dead Designer's Delight?
No, you can't have Dead Designer's Delight. Designer's Delight is a designer's category.
Yeah, okay. Can
that's
I say
what the girls
have
sold.
My personal opinion, I think it's gaggling, and we see them work labels all year long. I say give them a $50 limit in the thrift store and let them dress their motherfucking
ass.
Now,
you know what? You just took the word, and I was about to say it. And
okay.
If you guys are part of the Florida group, you will know that there is a mini ball the ending of this month that is called the Couture Edition. They have a mini ball down there every month in Miami, and they honor different houses. And this month they're actually honoring, you know, my house. And back, I don't know if any of you guys would remember, but gaggling is not the first. This is not the first gaggling that I've thrown. Actually, in '96, I think '96 and '97 at the clubhouse, I threw the very first gaggling mini ball, and my grand prize was actually called Lookalike Labels. You had to go to a thrift store and not spend any more than $75 in look-alike labels.
I had that ball here.
Yes, and Andre and Danielle won the category. Do you remember that ball, Naima?
I remember that. I do remember that. I had the DVD here.
I think that was the second gaggling ball. That wasn't the first one. That was the actual second one. And it was, just like you said, Martin, they had to go to a thrift store and create a look that was, you know, that represented, you know, certain designers. And they actually came out with their look and was calling out their pieces, their hat, their jacket, their shirt, their pants, their belt, and everything. And they spent no more than $75, and I think they were battling for $200.
So you want to
Andre and Danielle won.
Let's do it again.
I think that's over. I love it. I think you do it again.
You like that? You think that's cute?
I love it. I think you should do it again. Yep. That's hot right there. Now, that in itself is creativity, bitch. What can you pull?
Okay.
And remember, you had them. Remember, Jasmine, remember, some of them came with receipts, too, if you remember.
Yeah, they had receipts. They did have receipts. I forgot who walked. It was Andre that walked, Stanley walked, and there was somebody else that walked. I don't remember who it was, but Andre and Danielle walked. It was Stanley and Pagan that walked, and I forgot who the other ones were. But Andre and Danielle won the category.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent no more than $75, and they won $200.
Yeah, so how much are they going to win if they win this category at the gaggering?
I don't know. I could make it like a cute little mini grand or something like that. I don't know. I got to, you know, try to figure it out.
So let me. So how's your trophies going so far? Have you?
I haven't really thought about the trophies yet. I'm actually working on the flyer. I think the flyer is going to be really, really cute. It's going to take a lot of work. I actually have to hand make it. You know, a certain portion of it, but it's going to be really, really, really cute. So, you know, I'm trying to make this actually a really cute ball.
You know what? With all these motherfucking questions, not one bitch should step up there saying they didn't understand the category.
What category do you not understand?
I'm just saying, when we explain these categories out the way that Naima asking all these questions, if a bitch stepped up there wrong and say, I didn't know, everybody should understand every category.
They're like, bitch, you should have been listening to the
You should have been listening to Tim the
Chopper. Or yada, 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 date, yada, yada, yada.
Or we should just make a www.asknaima.com.
Can we keep it in the sex siren category?
Let's have a quick little state of emergency show. For the next 30 minutes, what do you guys really think is the fucking problem with all these balls back to back to back being a fucking flop? What is really happening?
Time and the girls do not believe it. They really don't believe that they got to be out of these places at this time. The girls who are promoting this ball really don't give a fuck about whether these girls get up in there or not, because once you up in there, I already got your cash. So it don't matter whether your ball finished or not.
You know what I think my opinion is? You know what I think it is? The problem is, number one, well, really, one of the main problems is too many people having too many balls at one time. That's number one. Everybody's out to get a coin, whether, you know, to pay rent or to do whatever they want to do, miscellaneous things or whatever. It's too many people having too many balls at one time. That's number one. But number two, these promoters or the people who are throwing the balls need to, they're reliant. See, they're not taking example how Jasmine is. They are relying on people to show up and come to this door in order for them to have their coin to get to these people, instead of already having your money already before you even get to the ball, and whatever you make on the ball is extra money. You're making your money back and extra. This is what they're not doing. That's number two. But then the third thing is that these places that they get in these venues and these places and everything, and they get these people at, and they wanting to be waiting for these people to show up and stuff like that, they're not, you know, one, they're not standing by the time that they're actually saying that they're going to start something. If you were on the up and up and you have your money before you, like Jasmine and Kelly has said so many times, if you have your coin before you even get into the function or even get into the doggone place, then it shouldn't matter, bitch. If you got 10 people in there, you start with those 10 people. And I'm going to tell you something. If you...
No, go ahead, Lionel, finish, but I'm going to rebuttal on that, because I agree with some of that, but I don't. But go ahead, finish.
If you're going to be... this is what's going to gag the girls. If you're a person that starts your ball and you start it on time, and the girls wind up gagging, getting there too late, and they stand out there and they gagging whatever like that, and then they like, oh, that bitch wasn't playing, and then you throw another ball and you start on time, I'm gonna tell you something. I can guarantee you, on the third time that you have your ball or whatever, they're gonna come there on time. Bitches will come there on time when they see that people ain't playing with them. And whether you giving out serious cash or not, if you start it on time, if you say my doors open at 5 and I'm starting this ball at 8 o'clock don't mean 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock don't mean 11 or 12 o'clock. You start it at 8, don't give a shit who's in there, and you start it and the girls catch wind of it, that bitch is gonna break their doggone necks to get up in there, because they wanna get in there for them categories or whatever the case may be, especially if it's a ball that counts for of the year or whatever.
I love it.
Child, what happens when your compensator not there on time?
Well, then she don't get paid. You have a contract, and you let Salvin, Jack, or whoever it is that you get, you let them know, listen, this is the contract. If I'm going to pay you $500, this is the tea. If you are not in the building at this specific time that I've designated, then you will not get paid for tonight. And you forfeited your contract, and you have to...
Is that what you feel has been the problem with the last couple of balls?
No, that's not the problem. Can I say something?
But see, that's not the problem, Maya. Yeah. And I just
the Herrera ball didn't hit. The Herrera ball didn't finish because
I want to make. I just want to make a quick comment. I'm being really quick. You know what I've noticed recently? Now the balls is becoming a problem because in the beginning the statuses was a problem. Everybody wants to be legendary. Every ball that I've seen, it's been like 5 or 6 balls in 1 month in different states. You know, every ball, it was the legendary this, the legendary that. Now you have all these new legends thinking the names is this and that, and they're throwing balls. It's too much now. It's too much.
The last balls were thrown by because the last balls that she's talking about was actually thrown by successful people. The
Lure
ball did not finish. The Herrera ball did not finish. I think what other ball? I think that what it was a ball in Philadelphia or something that didn't finish. And a ball that Atlantic City ball didn't finish.
It's too many balls overlapping.
I would agree that it's too many balls happening. I will say that.
I personally think a lot of it all boils down to, no matter how we look at it, it boils down to greed.
Yeah.
I think it just all stems from greed. The balls are not finishing because of greed. Too many balls are happening because people are trying to jump on the bandwagon to try to make a dollar because of greed.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's where a lot of it comes from. I think it's a lot of greed and a lot of disrespect. I think that's where it just really, really stems from. I don't think a lot of it has to do with people having their money before they get there, because logically, it doesn't take a lot of people to get into the building to have the money when you're charging $30 a head. Right. You know, the first 100 people, and I don't think any of these balls except the Atlantic City ball had less than 100 people in there. That's $3,000. And when
you
have a bar,
every 12 is 120.
And when you have a bar, you're making, you know, money as well. So I don't think it's money or having your money before you get there. I think it's just the fact that you know no one's there, and this is the only money that you have, and you don't want to share it. One thing I can say, you know, about certain individuals is that I know that there are certain promoters out there that do not care what they walk out the door with as long as they have a successful event. And then I know that there's the ones who will start gagging because they know that, bitch, I'm not going to sit here and pay $2,000 or $3,000 in grand prizes, and I'm going to walk out of here with $5. No. So they'll try to get their ball shut down or say that, you know, they ran out of time or so forth and so on. So that's what I believe the problem is. It's all about the greed.
Right.
You know, if you promote your ball correctly, you will know what kind of audience you're going to have before that ball comes, especially when you're selling tables.
Right.
If you are selling 20 tables or 10 tables or 15 tables, and it's Friday or the day of the ball, and you've only sold 3 tables, then 9 out of 10, you're not going to have a crowd.
Right. Right.
If you sell out of your tables a week or two before the
event,
then you know you're about to have a fucking crowd. So, you know, that's where it all boils down to who you are, how you promote. And you know, we have to see where it goes from there.
Because I ain't really too much about those table things, because I know how the girls give in the Midwest. So the girls are so disparaged about the tables in the Midwest, about what they get on the tables at the Midwest. They don't wait. They wait until the last minute to buy. They really wait until the door to actually buy their tables, because they actually want to see what's actually on there.
I think
it's
that
no
is
shame, and I'm being really
serious.
It's
in the world
serious
to want to know what's on a damn table. Now it's getting out of fucking hand. Who gives a shit about what's on the table?
Wait a minute, hold on. Because I'm explaining to you exactly why. Because you asked me to give you $200 for this goddamn table for some goddamn Cracker Jacks and a bottle of soda pop. Bitch, you're not going to get
it. Why are they asking for $200 for a fucking table?
Because that's what they asked for.
That's greed.
So when that happens, the girls look around, the girls go to the ball, they send somebody to the ball, or they will call their girlfriend who is already at the ball, and they will ask them what's on the table. I've seen the girls when they've actually done it. and they say, bitch, ain't shit on this table, the girls will stand around. They will stand around. They're going to be standing around half the time any goddamn way. The girls are going to be standing in front of their tables. They're going to be standing in front of their tables. Bitches start sitting at the table that they had assigned to them, or some other bitch loosened off their table. So, bitch, no, I'm not going to give you $200 so some other bitch can stand in front of my. Because being at a table used to mean respect. It used to mean you had a front row seat to the ballroom. No bitch was looking in your way. Nobody was standing in your general direction. Am I wrong, Jasmine? That's what it meant when you actually had a goddamn table. So when the girls talk about to give you $200 for a goddamn table and they shit on that bitch with seltzer water, or a girl who gave you a box of Pringles, because I've been there where the girls gave you Pringles, the girls gave you sandwiches that was hard enough to break a windshield, bitch, and it's been some teas. So the girls will do that. And it's no shame.
Okay. Not cutting you off, because then that means it's been a minute since I've been to one. Because the last balls that I went to, they didn't have, you didn't have tables. The like the last three balls that I went to, you didn't have tables. You just had a certain designated spot where everybody was, and you were there, and you just weren't in the way. That's one of my biggest problems with these balls, is that if I'm paying for a table, it shouldn't be anybody standing in front of my table. It shouldn't be anybody in the way that I can't see, that I got to stand up on a chair to see the runway.
Well, that's what happens. The girls sit so many, they pack so many tables up in there.
They do.
Maya,
and that goes back
to
what Jasmine said about they greedy for a coin. They do that because they greedy. I mean, prime example, and it's no shade to him, but at the awards ball in that fucking lab, them tables was, it was too many fucking tables in there, and them tables was entirely too fucking close. Even though they had goodies and stuff like that on them tables were too fucking close in there. It was packed beyond your belief in that lab. And them tables were too, it was too many tables. Too many. Some houses had three tables. In the lab, are you serious? When Jasmine having that fight, when Jasmine had the $5,000 realness with a twist ball in there, even though that motherfucking lab was packed, bitch, from the floor to the ceiling, it wasn't as many tables in there. But she made sure everybody had room in there. We still had room in there to slush around and stuff like that. It was packed nasty in there, but we still had room to move, to breathe in there. What's the name had that? He had his awards ball in there that just passed, bitch, and it was unfucking comfortable in there.
It's uncomfortable because
but
the girls
this,
are mad.
And I can understand if you're giving it, having a table where.
Let
Maya
talk for a minute.
I'm sorry.
It's no shade, but you know how we get different commentators in the different states, and we got different people promoting the ball. They need to have the people to do these tables and decorations. Same if I'm going to a ball for $30. And I'm coming in there, you just got a string hanging over my motherfucking head. Now, anytime you go to win a man Friday's balls, your table is over. Your decorations is over. It makes you feel like you was in your high school prom again. And I don't mean no shade, but he does his motherfucking thing. You understand? And Mother Couture does her thing. So if you need the decoration, I'm pretty sure Mother Couture has her team. You better contact her. And she'll send somebody to your seat. Decorating the tables. That's how you call it, honey.
But you know what? You know what people need to stop doing. What people need to stop doing is if you know that you that certain people who throw balls will cheat you out the table or cheat you with certain things or whatever you like that. Stop supporting these people.
Okay, but how about this? Now, how about they may not hit the table, but their liquor is over.
It don't matter about the liquors.
You ask the people, Naima, you ask the question. The question is, how can you possibly turn away a girl who is you about to tell these butch queens that are sitting right here fighting for of the year, they family is going for of the year titles. This they have, and I posted this year. I posted this up in the parents group that 60% of these houses make balls mandatory for their kids.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of these people 60%. Are not going to miss. They're not going to miss, you know, an opportunity, and that
right.
is
right. I'm gonna go to Bam Bam Boo Boo Ball, bitch. No matter what it is, I don't give a fuck how much this table is a fool. How much is the chance that she might not finish this ball? My house mother and father made this ball mandatory, and the girls are sitting around here so desperate to not want to be thrown out of a ball, to be thrown out of a house, excuse me, but bitch, they gonna go to these mandatory functions. That's why you got girls on, that's why you got the girls on Adam for Adam, Backpage, and all this other shit, turning tricks, trying to get to a ball or turning tricks when they get to the damn ball to get their ass back home, because these people have made it mandatory for them to go to a ball.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you something. You see, and this is the issue that I have here. You know, it's my thing is, first of all, balls are supposed to be extracurricular activity that you do when you have the time for it to do.
Supposedly,
it's not supposed to be a lifestyle.
And can I make another comment? Hold on. I got to say something to what he said. He said, you know, the girl chick. If you really want to get technical, the reason why the ball started so late back in the day is because they waited for the film queen to make their coins to come to the ball.
It actually didn't start late. It started in the morning.
Right. It started at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, but it was when the film queens made their coins, correct?
No, it's not correct.
Yeah.
That depends on who you ask, Naima. The girls will say. The girls were turning tricks back in the day.
This is what I'm trying to make a statement to say. The balls probably started early in the morning at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., but the girls. The balls really didn't start until the film queen, like Yolanda and other, you know, the girls got there until they made their coins and stuff. That's why the balls are late.
Yeah, but it's
that's
no longer about the film
so
queens now. It's about the butch queens.
But what I'm saying is, know your history. Don't keep saying, oh, the girls are doing this and that and the third for a ball. The reason why the balls are so late in going into the morning is because the film queens made the ball back in the day.
All right, that's back in the day. But now it's not about the film queens. It's about the butch queens, and I do know my history. I've been out since 1996.
I understand
what Maya is saying. I was commenting on what he said.
He said as far as the girls tricking a second dick to make it, you know, for the ball. I just made a comment. I wasn't saying nobody was right or wrong. And I, you know, we know you've been out since 93, honey.
As far as that, it's like the girls are wondering why the girls go to balls and how you wonder why balls do not end the way they're supposed to end, or they wonder why girls end up doing that. Imagine you turn around. You've done everything in your power because your parents have made this ball mandatory for you to go to, and you have done everything in your power short of shooting and killing somebody, and depending on which butch queen it is, it's a possibility, child, and then you get to this ball and you get chopped, or they don't get to your category. You trying to tell me some bitch ain't going to be ready to tear up a ballroom?
Then it needs to be a time. It needs to be a
limit. That goes back to what Naima said. That it's supposed to be extracurricular. You shouldn't have done all that.
It's supposed to be a very interesting word.
But then it needs to be a limit on who can walk. And I might get cussed off of this, but then it needs to be limit on
but
who
then
can,
it goes back to
who
your
can walk
in your
categories. Because if
it's
you talk about realistic twist, and you got 50 people in the wings waiting to walk one category, that takes up some time.
It's really not going to take up that much time.
You know, my personal opinion,
half of those people are going to be cut during the first round.
To say when I even say, if you go to a ball and they cut the category, I think if a person of higher authority in your house is making this ball mandatory for your house, evidently they should know in their research about the promoter to know that this person will continue, because then you're putting your kids all at jeopardy. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to make no ball mandatory if I know this person is not known for finishing their ball. If my kids work, they go to school,
they have
mortgages. You understand?
To the girl saying that they won ball away from winning, let's just say a house of the year in Atlanta or Chicago or in New York, they're going to do it.
But how can somebody make a ball mandatory for you and then they not even show up to that ball?
I can't tell you. I wouldn't know who did it, but I'm telling you.
I know somebody, honey.
I know a few people.
I'm just not going to lie. But yes, the girls will say your ball is mandatory. Then they not.
Wait, is London still on the line?
I think London gave out.
London.
Oh, did you call for me?
Oh, there you go.
I thought you went in the chambers.
She was.
No, I had to go feed Nicola, but she's amazing.
Did you throw a ball?
No, I'm actually looking at these clients that's in drag.
I mean, you know, it just goes back to this, you know. the ballroom scene has, to me, has evolved in somewhat of a good way, but somewhat in a very bad way. And when I say somewhat good, because you know that some of the talent that you know that comes out now is just unbelievable. You know, and some of the talent that we have now that don't even, you know, they don't even get a chance to walk or whatever, because you have so many shady judges that be ready to, you know, chop them, to be ready to send the girls on and things like that. They can't, you know, broadcast or they can't showcase it because, you know, they're scared or what have you. You know, I think that's an issue in itself. But I think the ballroom, like I said, on one hand, it's definitely turned around. One part good because it's so much talent and so many people that are so creative. But then the other part bad because it's just like now people have gotten out of touch with reality and what is real life and what's not. And they are fighting out there for trophies and for statuses. And it's like at the end of the day, bitch, status. Don't nobody even know you outside of this make-believe Hollywood scene.
Yeah, you know, it gets me sometimes too. So you know when they had a Vogue fam, you got some Vogue dramatics, and you have some Vogue, you know, soft Vogue soft fams or whatever. It's nothing like seeing somebody Vogue soft and cut, and you got somebody in the back going crazy and then dramatic. I definitely think they need to separate that because 9 times out of 10, it's going to the soft and cut. That bitch lay that dip, honey. Ah, that bitch in the back going crazy. If it's too dramatic, yes, you get what I'm saying. It confuses me.
And Naima, there's not only one ballroom. There's actually the Kiki ballroom. So a lot of the girls just go there because
Chicago Kiki balls don't finish neither.
And you were gagged because the kids in the Kiki ball got more talent.
Kiki balls, none didn't have gotten really violent. I've been seeing a lot of balls and hearing a lot of the Kiki balls.
They got
different fighting and shit.
Them kids in the Kiki
they only learn from the icons and the legends, so.
Well, child, there we go.
Okay, well, being y'all saying all of this, and they have, you know, the Kiki scene, and, you know, and because, you know, they want to Vogue, and the whole purpose really of the Kiki scene is that you walk an actual category that you don't walk in your normal ballroom career.
Is that
that's
really what that's about?
Yeah, that's the whole reason why they call it the Kiki scene or the Kiki ballroom scene, because you walk in a category
to Chicago so you can explain it to these girls down here in Chicago, because I did not understand that.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why the Kiki ballroom scene started.
Because that's not the same anymore now either.
Well, no, it's not the same. Everybody who's walking what they walk in, you're right, Jasmine. Everybody who's walking what they walk in the regular ballroom scene is walking that in the Kiki scene, and it's totally taken away from the whole purpose or the whole reason that the Kiki scene was made. The Kiki scene definition is it's a category that you walk. Like, let's say, for instance, Jasmine walks, Jasmine walks realness, and she walks beads and feathers, or the category she used to walk years ago, and realness along with it. If Jasmine goes to the Kiki scene, she would do something like Vogue Femme or hand performance or something that she know that she, you know, really wouldn't try.
That is basically a Kiki.
Right. That's the key. That's the key, old Kiki of it. She wouldn't do this in the ballroom scene, but she'll do this in the Kiki scene because it's really not a real scene, but it's just something that she could do
it's
to go ahead and find.
Kiki.
Right. That she would do in her house that nobody else see her do. That's the reason of it.
Without a video camera.
I never do that. I swear to God, I never do that.
If I walk a different category, I come in somebody's house dress and walk best dressed and sell that garment, you know, just a key here.
Right.
The show might, we can keep talking, but the show is probably going to end in a few. But good night, everyone, and thank you again. But I just wanted to let you know the show might shut off.
Okay, well, let me say mine, you know, before it cuts off or whatever. I just want to say that I love everybody. I love my husband, J-Rock, and, and Jason. And,
I'm not a damn husband.
Excuse me?
You can't. What's this, brother husbands? Come on now, girl.
And I
you
love you, Jasmine. We have to definitely pick this up again next week, Jasmine. And Tiffany, I love you, Dan. Of course, I love you, London. And Mark, if he's still on here, and Maya, yeah, we'll be talking, me and you.
Yes. Yes.
All
right, everybody, say your good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right, well, this is the legendary Maya Couture, overall mother.
Yeah. Oh, I want to say good night to Mr. Man, too. I love him, too, from the chat room.
I'm about to say, ain't nobody gonna be gagging when he's at my own bar, and it's gonna be a lot of surprises at Gagaween, so whoever's DJ was or DJ whoever that was, maybe that won't be happening. Just be in store for what I gag y'all with at Gagaween, okay? Can we have a costume? Oh my god, didn't we have that conversation already? We did have a conversation. No, we didn't.
Well, go ahead, but can I say, can we have the dance competition like Gina Gospel used to do it? I definitely want to see the dance. Are we really on that? I thought we were doing that. Yes, no, I want to see the dance competition. Right, Maya, where is J-Rock at? He over there still masturbating to the hour long four.
Oh,
he should be dehydrated by now.
Right, good night everyone. Good night J-Rock.
London, call me.
All right, I'm calling you now, but whatever bathroom in secret you go in, be sure to not stay in there for more than 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Security will let you out, and all the girls will see you getting dressed.
Yeah.
Oh.
For loving me. Yes.
Yes, I love you, Mr. Man.
And this is J-Rock O'Hara Dupree Ebony, and I thank you.
Oh.
That you know he's from the country that law.
Listen.
Tiffany, chicks slipped into a diabetic coma.
Well, good night to my tranny husband.
Yes, this is Tiffany. I want to say good night to everybody.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Damn, Tiffany.
Oh, thanks for cutting me off, Tiffany. You big man.
That's that hormones.
Oh my god,
god damn.
Did she get her hormones?
Oh, and don't forget to watch Big Brother this Thursday on CBS.
I'll be watching.
I think it comes on at 8 o'clock. That is my favorite show. I'll be watching the Victim Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And if you have Showtime after dark at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, I love Big Brother. Me and Kelly are glued on Big Brother. I love Big Brother.
Will it come out?
This Thursday at 8, or I think at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. It is a fab show. They lock you in a house for 3 months, 14 people. And they be battling out each week. One person gets evicted until the last one is standing for half a million.
I want to see the UK version again where Cisco got naked.
You want to do
who? Got naked?
Cisco got naked. Well, he got partially naked. I think they had him like wearing like a bathing suit thong.
A thong.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
And all you saw was time cake, for that. Baby. All you saw was caramel cake just hanging out everywhere.
Oh, hold my mute while I shout.
Desmond, you had to come on a little earlier, honey, next time so we can
So now you're looking at 50 million more questions.
Did you see the trophies in it? I tagged you in it. Did you see the trophies that
Yes, they were cute. Mona is eating it.
Yes, weren't they cute?
What trophies?
If only Mona came outside of the house.
Oh,
bitch, her wheelchair would not let her move.
Jasmine, you those
Mona in
the
wheelchair.
You see how those trophies are named for the different, like, you know, little different names on there and stuff?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Mona was I'm gonna need Mona to send me the link to where they at.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna need to contact TJ and see if he can get them from me.
Okay.
I love you, Mona.
No shade. If I win the coin, you can give me a pumpkin filled with candy coin. No shade.
Girl, Maya, go sit down somewhere, y'all.
You want a
pumpkin filled with what? J-Rock, make sure you call me tonight when we get off of here.
Naomi, call me because you haven't called
me. I love these trophies.
Mother Mona, this is J-Rock. You have a good night, baby.
Maya, I'm calling you in a few.
Yes, and okay. J-Rock, you call me.
Okay, I'm way in Texas. What I'm going to do?
What you want?
So I got to fly you some ass?
Ooh.
Ain't like you ain't no damn fuck.